The Word of God tells you straight out.
I am the Word of God.
The love of God is not in that man. He does not love God. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who loves God denies himself. He does not put himself first.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
He prefers his brothers. He is more concerned about others.
Boy, you people are so goddamn wicked in your thinking.
That is what Jesus,
greater than Jesus,
example showed us.
And I don't believe there's a man on the face of the earth that is higher in spiritual authority in the kingdom of God than I am. I believe that I'm
greater than Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm preaching about the cutoff. I'm preaching about crossing the deadline. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
God damn this house. God damn this rebellious house. God damn them, God. Damn them now.
Now you listen to me today. Yes, if these men would repent of this, their wickedness.
I'm a wicked man.
Who wants the power of God like Simeon did there in the book of Acts. He said, give me this power. I like this power. I'll get rich off of this power.
And I don't believe there's a man on the face of the earth that is higher in spiritual authority in the kingdom of God than I am. I believe that I'm right there.
I am the Word of God.
You act like you're all the prophets. That's right. I'm all of them. They're greater than Jesus Christ.
None like me.
Why, they come up from almost nowhere. They have perverted the gospel. Yes, they have.
He said, if a man come and preach another gospel than had been preached, how would you like to have the end go out there and preach another gospel? Which I have been charged to do. Yeah, Paul says it's been given out to me a dispensation of the gospel. Which gospel? The one that was committed unto him.
They actually used the manipulation of the Word of God, and they changed the meaning.
And the word dispensation means proper distribution. Paul said it was my responsibility to make sure this gospel message was properly distributed.
Now the cutoff time is here. A biblical revival turns men from their sin, turns men to God in repentance. You hear me? Do you hear me? You who tune this way, you listen to this prophet of God.
You know, it's shameful when we still don't hear what the prophet said.
Bible makes it very clear that anyone who says that you don't have to keep God's commandment, if he does make it into the kingdom, he's going to be the least. You know the true men of God will warn you to flee from the wrath to come, and the wrath of God is going to be poured out upon children who will disobey God's word, that they might have power over sin. This church has quenched the Spirit of God. You won't allow conviction, Holly, to grip your heart.
I don't believe I've committed nothing now. I really don't. I don't.
Sure, you're not convicted. You have quenched and grieved the Holy Spirit until he don't deal with you anymore. You will suddenly, quickly, and perhaps may already have been cut off. No remedy. No remedy. The Esaus of this day who received Christ and had the right to become sons of God, you could have went on to perfection and grown up into the fullness of the stature of the body of Christ.
You act like you're all the prophets. That's right. I'm all of them.
Then you sold your birthright for earthly things.
I hid my daughter's affairs.
You are like an Esau now. You would like to find a place of repentance, but in your air-conditioned, fine sanctuaries, it's just not a place that is conducive to repentance, isn't it? Gets you in there and you sit back and you love your pleasure.
Oh, why do you talk about the rest like that? Because they're beautiful.
More than you love the God who saved your soul.
None of you guys come close to the sins I've committed. Adultery, fornication. I'm a wicked man.
And you have quenched him and grieved him until the Spirit of God will speak to you no longer. Now I say to you today, don't do it again. Don't shut out the spirit of conviction again. Don't do it.
I don't believe I've committed nothing now. I really don't. I don't.
The book of Hebrews says, you neglect the salvation of God, you're not going to escape. Let me read for you. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for our sins.
I don't believe I've committed nothing now. I really don't. I don't.
You reject the power of God through Jesus Christ to overcome your sins, and through him you overcome power of sin that can and does destroy many and most, because you will not stop your sinning.
None of you guys come close to the sins I've committed.
adultery, fornication. I'm a wicked man.
You're going to die in your sins. What's waiting for you? A certain, fearful looking for of judgment. Judgment's laid to the line. And fiery indignation. God's had it with you, which shall devour the adversary. Everyone who opposes and exalts himself above the knowledge of God.
You act like you're all the prophets. That's right. I'm all of them. That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
He that despised Moses' law died. And yet so many of you despise it. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. You had many witnesses, and still many of you live in your sin.
I don't believe I've committed adultery now. I really don't.
None of you guys come close to the sins I've committed. Adultery, fornication. I'm a wicked man.
How much sore punishment do you suppose shall he be thought worthy of who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God? You've even counted the power of the blood of the covenant and showed men they can live without sin. You say you're under the blood. Why, you live in sin.
I don't believe I've committed adultery now. I really don't. I don't.
Why, you love your sin.
None of you guys come close to the sins I've committed. Adultery, fornication. I'm a wicked man.
And you do despite to the spirit of grace? It's after those verses that God says, I'm going to pay every one of you back. I'll cut you off.
So you guys out there call yourself Christian, and you're not preaching the current truth for the present time so that God's people can know what they need to do. You are a damn fool, and you're going to hell, sir.
So the gospel of the coming of Jesus, or the gospel of the kingdom, the coming of Jesus Christ is what he preached. That's what he preached.
The present truth is Jesus Christ is coming.
You know, Jesus is going to come after my death within 6 months.
If he doesn't come, all your Christian so-called faith is nonsense.
If I die like any other men die, then I have not been sent from God.
Then you folks support him. A lot of you folks sitting out there, you support him.
If I die like any other men die, then I have not been sent from God.
I was thinking this morning again about the World Harvest and how Lester Summerall's sons have disgraced their father.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair and seeing that everything that he said materialized.
Really, Brother Stair? Really? Look at it.
Why don't you people get out of here? So help me God, I want this spirit of unbelief out of this place, God.
The trap of seeing that everything that he said materialize.
I don't care how you got to do it. Kill him if you have to. Words that I speak to you to bring life.
Everything that he said materialize.
But if you're so dead. Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah, she missed out on the opportunity that some of you are trying to lose. She missed out when she was 15 or 16. Because I told you it's all along. Don't sit there and do that to me again. How old is she? 14. Go ahead, sit there like a bunch of knotheads again. Go ahead. Like none of you folk was around when that happened. Yeah, really something. Boy, you just hate the truth, don't you?
Boy, you people are so goddamn wicked in your thinking.
Well, almost immediately, I knew that God wanted her to come here. She was 14. Oh, shut up!
How you answer me back?
I didn't know.
If the girl would listen to me then, she'd be right here now. But she went out and got snared. But how are you going to stop him?
If he don't listen and start to repent of his sins and get right with God, again, it's another thing a lot of you folks don't want to go along with.
I don't believe I've committed adultery now. I really don't. No, I don't.
We can't undo that. But we can move to make God ordain it. You understand that? If we can get things right. Oh, come on. Well, I wish somebody say amen to me. God, I wish this house. We have been made or being made the righteousness of God.
Now, we beseech you, brethren, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
When I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
Let no man deceive you by any means, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped.
And I don't believe there's a man on the face of the earth that is higher in spiritual authority in the kingdom of God than I am. I believe that I'm right there.
You act like you're all the prophets. That's right. I'm all of them. That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
Today, I am the Word of God made flesh, and I dwell among you.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and We still don't hear what the prophet said.
Fellows are greater than Jesus Christ today.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair and seeing that everything that he said materialized.
Isn't that amazing, huh? Tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, every spirit that teaches that Jesus Christ and his word is not true, that goes contrary to the word of God.
Today, I am the word of God made flesh, and I dwell among you.
That brings about sayings against God, the gainsayer.
Fellows are greater than Jesus Christ today.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait, whereby they lay purposely in wait to deceive you.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair and seeing that everything that he said materialized.
The counsel of the ungodly, the seat of the scornful. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that beautiful? An ungodly man, the counsel of ungodly men. What does that mean, ungodly? Well, the Bible said to deny ungodliness and worldly lust.
I don't believe I committed adultery now. I really don't.
To deny.
No, I don't.
So that we can live a righteous, godly life. What is ungodliness?
Adultery, fornication. I'm a wicked man.
It's a life, it's choices, it's doings that do not consider the ways of the Lord.
None of you guys come close to the sins I've committed.
And turn people away from God instead of to God.
Today, I am the Word of God made flesh, and I dwell among you.
Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of men who turn us away from God.
And I don't believe there's a man on the face of the earth that is higher in spiritual authority in the kingdom of God than I am. I believe that I'm right there.
What a damnable lie under any circumstances. We don't do things the way the world does it. No, what I'm trying to say is ungodly counsel. He was not causing people to trust God in everything, in all things, and that's not what Christians do. We trust only in the Lord our God.
Fellows are greater than Jesus Christ today.
Satan is surely making his moves, and it's a sad thing affair to watch him as most people today are giving Satan move, giving place to the devil.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we still don't hear what the prophet said. Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair and seeing that everything that he said materialized. You know, it's shameful when we still don't hear what the prophet said.
What a damnable lie under any circumstances. And even though he has to acknowledge the things I say. I was thinking a little bit earlier today about a scripture. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Isn't that something? When you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you stand in the way of sinners.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair.
The ungodly does not give you any direction for a sinner. That's right. The ungodly are not so. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. That's something, isn't it? But sinners won't stand in the judgment. They're condemned already, ungodly people. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why do the heathen rage?
Boy, you people are so goddamn wicked in your thinking.
I don't even want to hear that. I am fed up with it. There is only one Savior.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
You see, friends, what most of you don't get to your heart is that...
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
And when you go against God, you sin against God. Do you understand that? Do you grasp that?
And I don't believe there's a man on the face of the earth that is higher in spiritual authority in the kingdom of God than I am. I believe that I'm right there.
To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Where are we going to go? There is no place else to go.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
And every spirit that confesseth not
that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
Ah, yes. And even though he has to acknowledge the things I say, I remember telling you people over and over again for many, many years.
When I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
If we're going to go on to perfection and perfect that which is lacking in our faith, do you know what a weight is? Well, no. I said something that weighs you down. It keeps you from doing what you know God wants you to do, that gets in the way, that hinders you.
Boy, you people are so goddamn wicked in your thinking.
Satan, Paul said, hindered me.
And I don't believe there's a man on the face of the earth that is higher in spiritual authority in the kingdom of God than I am. I believe that I'm right there.
Satan out today is to do more than that with most of you. He's out to destroy you. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And so, you don't give in to these winds of doctrine.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
Leave them both grow, Jesus said, until the harvest. In the harvest you separate the wheat from the tares. The tares are the chaff. Winds of doctrine. Ideas and opinions.
You know, Jesus is going to come after my death within 6 months.
Wow.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
This is the truth, and you know it, most of you. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all believe and know that the only thing that's going to count is faith, 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 till we come into the unity of the faith.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
Faith in God. Have faith in God till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
Through him, by him, we overcome unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
If I die like any other men die, then I have not been sent from God.
Listen to it. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness. You won't like the next line.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
Whereby they lay in wait to deceive. They actually use the manipulation of the Word of God and they change the meaning.
He said, if a man come and preach another gospel than has been preached, even if an angel does it, let him be accursed. Why? God! Well, don't need you put credibility in the Word. Now, does that cause your knees to tremble? How would you like to have to then go out there and preach another gospel, which I have been charged to do? Yeah, Paul said there have been given unto me a dispensation of the gospel. Which gospel? The one that was committed unto him.
They actually used the manipulation of the Word of God, and they changed the meaning.
And the word dispensation means proper distribution. Paul said it was my responsibility to make sure this gospel message was properly distributed. What, one man?
Isn't that something? Jesus never gave us that example. No, he didn't. Even Christ pleased not himself. No, that's not God's way. Ah, yes.
Now, we beseech you, brethren.
The word of God tells you straight out the love of God is not in that man. He does not love God.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Cut off! No remedy. No remedy. You're going to die in your sins. God's had it with you.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory God! Glory God! Glory God! Hallelujah! Glory!
you know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah. Blessed is he.
You just don't know.
Hallelujah.
Our hearts are so far from God.
Thank you, Lord.
Far off. Far off.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen, brother.
And I think the only reason why God keeps telling me this is to try to get across to you.
Hallelujah.
The inevitable thing that I taught you for months.
Oh, bless you.
Abhor yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Did you like to study words? Have you taken time to analyze the word abhor?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I could use a word that might help. Disgusting.
Yes.
Revolting.
All right.
Hallelujah.
You don't do that. See, you're living in an age where people love themselves.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And because they love themselves,
hallelujah,
their love for God
has
waxed cold.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And the love for the truth. Woo! And I would be very derelict if I would not warn you to flee. See, we don't even know how to worship God.
Hallelujah.
So we all worship according to our feelings.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Our emotions.
Glory.
I'll say this to Rose, son, you. How do you enjoy being around me?
Hallelujah.
Because I'm always, I'm sitting down there and I'm watching things, looking at it. Hey, God, damn this 10th generation.
Glory.
And I get kind of tough.
Blessed.
Then she'll try to soften me up. You're going to have to save yourself from this wicked generation.
Boy. Glory.
And the wickedness of man.
Hallelujah.
Black man, white man, rich man, poor man.
Hallelujah.
You're a man.
Yes.
What about you? Yeah, what about me?
Oh, God.
Try my best to save me from my old man. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Okay. I was watching some of you come to service today, and the way you walk, do you know that you're identified by your walk?
My Lord.
And you can't change it, can you?
Hallelujah.
I watched one go. Oh, they love me.
Oh, Jesus. Bless your Lord.
They love me. Watching Sid Roth this morning. He had a fellow on there talking about what's coming in the rest of this month and next month.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
A lot of these so-called prophets are telling what's coming. Yes, God. What's coming is what God said you're to come.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, did I hear all of what them say tonight? God damn it, that's not true.
My Lord.
See, God loves America. God doesn't love America.
Amen.
He doesn't love Americans. He loves sinners.
Glory.
You can't for the life of me.
Glory.
Get this generation to realize you are wicked, evil sinners.
Yes,
and God loves sinners.
Yes.
You're the only hope, sir.
Glory.
You sinner.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, you didn't know what? To condemn myself. Go to hell. I'm not going to do it. Brother, you're always so angry. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Every day.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to hold his fork down till he comes. When he comes, boy, he's going to pour out his wrath.
Yes,
tried to tell you folk for years. My preaching is not with enticing words.
Thank God.
Of Billy Graham or Roberts.
Thank God.
Whatever you want to call them. So I sit down and say, how come you guys on these radio programs talking about the end of time, but you ignore the prophet?
I know.
So do you. How much attention do you pay except to find fault with me?
My Lord.
Except to pick me apart.
Okay.
Tell me. Tell me.
Oh, Jesus.
That raging inside of me. Oh, God. The only way God can count that to heathen raging is for him to rage.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, that guy. Come on. Help Brother get away from the organ.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you, folks, this is the last time.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to go another year, but most of you ain't going to be here.
Oh, God.
I tell you, every time we gather, gather, I tell you. Every time. Yes, I have.
Hallelujah.
I built a great gathering in 1998, was it? 89? 98? Yes. First thing out of my mouth.
Ye have I deemed righteous.
And then I said, next year this time, 50% in God.
Amen.
Now it's more than 50%. Boys, look at that. Boy, have we been blessed of God to be told that Christ wasn't coming this year. Wonder why he told us that.
Hallelujah.
Who, me? On to you.
Hallelujah.
Would you please tell me who you are?
Oh,
me!
Yes.
Me!
Amen.
Unto me!
Yes.
If that word don't suit, how about I?
Oh, God. My Lord.
Do I want to go on, Lord? This is a hardened generation, brother.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, yesterday something happened that you folk probably don't give much attention to. Causing a whole new bonfire of distraction. What Satan trying to do today? Distract us from what? The revelation of the man of sin. To you damn fool, you sit here. I do one simple question. And I preach to you all the time. And you can't give me a positive answer.
Okay.
Do what I give you the answer. You're black, sister. No question about it. I've never seen black folk who get to church on time. Now, Jesus, see right down there.
Hallelujah.
You want to get angry with me again? Right down there. Right down there.
Bless you, Jesus.
No bus to ride? Boy, time is... What's the answer about time? You ain't got time to come late.
My Lord.
You better start practicing to be on time. Come when Jesus comes, you better be on time. When he comes for you, you better be ready. When he calls for me, shut up, you won't do it because you won't even do it here. He's been calling for repentance for... Oh. It's time for repentance!
Yes, Lord!
Can he call upon me?
Oh, God.
And I step through the door again. He brought back to me a story I must have preached to you hundreds of times. And he wept.
Yes, he did.
Over Jerusalem.
Yes, he did.
That's you.
Yes.
We are the new Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
We're the city of God that God prepared to come down. And so we can come down. He has to pick us up so we can come down. Wow. 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 We're going to leave it in the air. Come in down. Come on, you two guys over there. You can act better. Change your faces.
Thank you, Father.
Boy, oh, boy.
Okay.
You're never going to change your face.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Till you get a change of heart.
Thank you, Father.
And you're hard-hearted.
Oh, Jesus.
You stiff-necked. you do. Always.
Resist.
Always. Always. You back again this morning so you can reject? You there so you can sit there and reject again?
Thank you, Jesus.
Rejection is the opposite of receiving. Either receive the Father or you reject Him. You back again so you can reject?
Oh, God.
Well, sure you are. I don't know why you folk. Who do you think you are? Well, who am I? Who am I? Who do you say? What do I say I am? Who do you say I am? Well, you're not Jesus. I remember his stupid wife hollering out to me. You ain't God. You damn fools. I never present myself as God. I'm a servant of God. And I do serve God, and I'm not going to serve you. Period. I'm never going to please you. Never. 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 And one handy chance I have is I'm in the flesh. I got a flesh. Because I'm in this flesh, I can't please you. Well, they were in the flesh. That's what Jesus was. He's in the flesh. He became flesh and blood.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
What the hell are you focusing on? My God, will you please open my eyes?
My Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I told you, son. You're the only one that can stand up to this generation.
Hallelujah.
How's that? Because I'm going to make you stand.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I will uphold you with my right hand.
Hallelujah.
My righteousness. And it will be right.
Hallelujah.
He moved away from you.
Yes, sir.
If you don't stop his moving away, because it's you know, a lot of fish passing by.
Sure.
He ain't around us. He ain't going to get a chance to show it all out, is he?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh.
It makes no difference what example I tell you. Pick out somebody to show you. That sister right there one day rides up in the dining hall and it blew her big old mind. So a long time I wouldn't even hardly talk to her. I try to tell you folk all the time what happened on these grounds in the dining hall or anywhere affects the entire church.
Hallelujah.
Around the world.
Amen.
Whether you believe it or not, God's got the whole world focusing on this place right here. No fear. God, turn your nose up. And you think I don't know you're doing that? Are you the greatest deception today for a man to deceive himself? Brother Brown, I just talked about deceiving yourself. Yes, sir, what?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
In that word, I live and have my being.
Yes, Lord.
I am a doer of the word. Reprove, rebuke, exhort without long suffering. I'm doing what God has raised me up to do. What God made me to do. I'm not a respecter of persons. I will rebuke you if I have to. Yes, I will. All your mind is not going to get you to the kingdom.
No.
But a good rebuke might get you there.
My Lord.
Tell me the faith. You know, if I tell you things, you know, my daughter, she mentioned the other day we were talking, because I told her how you sent me that money. And she said, well, Dad, I told her how you said you felt like you were going to give the 10 million. Remember? Still feel like that? Wow. In times like this, things are sure change. Things are sure changed since you said it, huh? Get out! Get out! Fool sister, the fine you're getting.
Oh, God.
You really want to fight? Come on, let's fight! The fight is on, old Christian soldiers!
Yes, Lord.
Be strong and in its might! That defiant look on your face! It's gotta go, Timothy!
My Lord.
Or you're gonna go!
My Lord.
You know what you're striking, my adversaries?
My Lord.
People that are opposed to me. And when you act right there, you strike to them. Oh. Why, Timothy goes! What do you think birds have done? Huh? There's another week that goes by. After service, I say, let's all pray for Sister Burgess. Because she got to go home to a husband who has turned tail like a coward. And then when you don't do right, you strike at him, you strike at the other ones.
My Lord.
You don't get that, do you? Child, don't you dare let this time pass you by. Look at me. You got an adversary. He's smarter than you are.
Oh, God.
He'll outsmart you. He'll deceive you by making you deceive yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You come around here, boy. I'm not going to let you do that. I'm going to expose that stuff.
Hallelujah.
If you don't like it, get out.
Oh, God.
I got to give an account. For you.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I got to give an account of me talking to you right now. You stupid Robert. I done told you the other day I'll be blood back on the ground.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Well.
Now you're going to go out there and... Now, I don't mention no woman. God damn it. Why do you stop the damn lie? Still drink? Oh, no, it's not my turn. Nobody's going to tell me. I can look at your face.
Oh, Jesus.
You're rebellious, Robert. You're self-willed. Trying to save yourself, and you can't do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, am I getting back in here this
morning.
Yes, sir, boy. Am I getting some stabs in the back?
My Lord.
Then I tell you over time, see, to deal with some of your stuff, then I got to wound some folk. Look at them young girls. They got to sit here and listen to this. Why? Because you cry aloud. Who do I spare?
My God.
Who do I spare? You know, I can tell you one thing about the 10 million. I wish I'd never said it. Because now I can't hardly picture where, how, or like going to Jerusalem. How the hell am I going to get there? How? How? How did Jesus get there? How did he get there? Why won't you answer me? My God, if I haven't demonstrated that, if I haven't preached it to you, and I say, hey, how do you get there? How do you get there, wise guy? No! He set his face!
Hallelujah.
Boy, you folks sit right here again. You want to demonstrate here? You want to demonstrate in the dining hall? Would you like me to demonstrate again?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
If I do it again, will you believe? What more do you want before you believe the prophet? Huh? Get out of the city!
Oh, Jesus.
Remember the lost wife?
Yes.
Remember the lost wife?
Yes.
Remember the brush stairs wife? How many more wives do you want? Pastor, will you pray for me, please?
Amen. Oh, with some confidence, power, and conviction. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ became flesh and blood to deliver them who all their lifetime were shunting to bodies because of the flesh and the blood. By Christ! Who would have to find the book to come out of your eyes? We have another year to go. I don't like it. Because I'm the only man on the face of the earth that told you when Jesus is going to come. First I said, your generation. And that's why you got to save yourself from your generation. From your own family. From your own kinfolk. Your generation. From your own wife. From your children.
Oh God, thank you, Jesus.
Get out!
Amen, Lord.
You brazen folk! Just sit right there! Hard people. Godly hard. Godly hard. Holy hard. Oh. You stiff-neck. Your hearts aren't right.
Oh, Jesus.
Set your affections.
Hallelujah.
On things above.
Yes, Lord.
And not.
Hallelujah.
Where are yours at?
Glory.
Where Christ?
Hallelujah.
Who sits on the right hand of the Father?
Yes, Lord.
Ever living to make intercession for the saints? I'm sure you don't need one.
Yes.
They must watch.
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
Yes.
So that is all right, heaven. Will you help me watch for your own soul?
Hallelujah.
Yours.
Yes, sir.
And while you're watching for yours, will you watch for mine?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you watch all right. Lord, oh Lord, that you are trouble of that many things, but your sister, she has chosen the good thing.
Amen.
Who are you talking about? But I don't know who am I talking to. Well, I'll tell you right now, God may give you the year, maybe, or he might cut you off in the midst of the year.
Amen.
That's what you do with the devil. That's what you do with Jesus. Cut him off in the midst.
Hallelujah.
To make room for the Antichrist. I'll back hand down. 3.5 years. Left enough room for the Antichrist. 70th week, coming off in the midst of the week. Week is 7 days. Hey! Will be revealed in his time.
Yes, Lord.
The Son of Man was revealed. In his time.
Yes, Lord.
Prophesied way back there in Daniel.
Yes, sir.
And he was revealed.
In his time.
In his time.
Amen.
And he was cut off in the midst of the week.
Yes.
A week is 7 days.
Amen.
Half a week is 3.5 years.
Yes.
The Bible doesn't tell that Jesus ministered for 3.5 years. Probably did. Jesus said, my time is now come.
Yes,
to be what? To be hung on the cross.
Yes.
Boy, are you people haughty. Are you arrogant? What good is there to have a prophet of time if you don't reveal him in his time?
Hallelujah.
You know, I have a hard time with this last 3.5 years because if I go according to what somebody is telling us, they're going to take us over to 2017 and 18. God's going to save America. I said, no, because God raised this prophet up with the message that he's going to destroy America.
Wow.
I traveled all over the nation, all the street corners. God brought it back this morning down in Metairie. It was big. Treason was sin.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Because I would use that. I'd put down a little button. Let Treason sing. She would always sing, because he lived. Hey, Tracy, God didn't die. So you can still face tomorrow.
Amen.
No, she runs off. Just like some of you folk are doing. Sitting right here and running. Are you running for Jesus or are you running off?
All right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Or run back to New York. See, if you don't believe me, you wouldn't even go back now.
Hallelujah.
God just took David Wilkerson right out. When he went back to New York talking about what was going to happen, and then he said, now, we don't need to be afraid. He said, if destruction comes here in New York, I want to be right here. And God took him.
Amen.
Maybe that's the way God's going to get you out. Just take you. Don't you know what God's trying to do to get you in?
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand that, do you? And I can tell you things and you just mock me. They mock the message, take it lightly. And that doesn't please God. I wonder who that king is. I wonder what he's talking about.
Bless you, Lord.
Hmm. He doesn't talk about the King of Kings. Because we got a lot of kings.
Hallelujah.
I got a little song for you. I am determined. God's made up my mind.
That's all right.
I'm going to serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord.
I'll leave this world with its folly behind, foolishness. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord.
God bless the Lord. My season. It's night time.
Yes.
Can't see your wife, can you? Oh. My brother Dennis. These folks still trying to figure out how you and I can stay in the same ground together. Rose is his wife. He was working on the house over there. She said the Larrabee house. Then she comes to work at my house, and that's what she calls her house. Yeah. Oh, you can't fathom that, can you? I don't see how he gets away doing what he's doing. If I'm doing wrong, he'll correct me.
Amen. Oh, yes.
And they take a good chastisement. But when he put me in the prison house, he used Dennis to always make sure they got the phone call through. He would sit right in front of me, just like you did that one time.
Oh, God.
Giving aid to that brother who was, they ain't got no authority around here. I never gave him the authority. I never gave him charge over this house. It's been given to me. Just like you have been. You're my charge. You hear that, sister? I fret about you all the time because you're in a mess. You just keep shouting. When they start on you, just shout. You go, praise the Lord. Woo! They'll flee. Or the wicked will flee. God, praise the Lord. I remember in Savannah, Georgia, I would do all this years ago and say, better raise your hand and say, praise the Lord. So an old guy named Joe picked him off the ground, he was drunk. It's a suit I shift from one to the other. Yeah, Joe. I picked him up one morning in front of the old church, the old Masonic temple, that I was renting in Savannah for $25. Not the reason why I went there. Because there was an old black Masonic temple. It wasn't too strong because it was starting to go into whites now. There was a time when the black was strong, but when they started to integrate with the whites, then that little temple would go downhill. And most of the ones there were poor. Well, the white men beside the temple, they're all rich.
Jesus.
Does anybody know anything at all about what I told
Jesus.
Them? So they was renting their hall for $25. I wouldn't go to the white one because they wanted more money. I remember when I was up in Boston, and I was in the Masonic temple, it was a black one. And that's why I learned so much about the Masons. Because the guy in charge, that little short guy, he'd always come over and listen to me.
Glory.
The master of that lodge.
Yeah.
And he would say, what if you don't call that guy master?
Hallelujah.
He liked me. He really did. Them old boys, they most of them had the old man over there owned the house. He was amazing. Hey, Mark, did you go with me out to that nation? I better remember in a minute.
I do.
Cottonsville, where treaty was written, or I was praying to read. The man that owned it was a mason. He finally put her off. He would rent that ground out there for $100 a month. So I paid him the rent. And I would go out there and pay it to him. Then I found out he was sick. So when Mark, you were with me. Mark, you sent a report with me when I'm out there to pay the rent. And I said to him, I want to pray for you. So they would die. He might be dead now.
Oh,
what the hell do I got to do to get past this veneer?
Oh, Jesus.
There was that little black Masonic temple up there where they gave me the rules. Show me their mouths.
Glory.
That's why I learned about the Grand Masters. Can you picture these grown men going into these places and bowing before their master?
My Lord.
I remember this, you told a hardware store downtown. Trying to keep me out of this store. See, I'm trying to figure out how can I talk to these people. Because their minds are so... You can't even understand. Why are you talking about that?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I got so brazen one time, I read the vow or the rules of the saying on the air. Within 5 minutes, the phone call came from Tulsa. Hey, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to expose these vows. Secret. It's called a secret society.
Hallelujah.
I should tell the guy, I should go tell your wife what you did.
Amen.
And when the guy died, his wife couldn't even bury him. So if you're a nation, you don't bury your people. They do. They got a big... Nobody's going to believe me, God. God, can this house, this rebellious, stubborn, self-willed, haughty, heady, high-minded. Is that in the scriptures?
Amen.
Who's it identifying? The Democrats?
No.
I walked in the store, Mr. Joe was there, and he would let me know how he became a Mason. I said, Mr. Jones, don't do that no more. Don't go any further. He said, why? I said, tell your wife the vow you took. Just tell your wife. We got it. I can read it for you. It starts like, almost like the Knights of Columbus. I give anybody the right to cut out my tongue. Pierce my heart if I divulge any of these secrets. You people are some, huh? God, can I shut this thing down? No, you can't please these people.
Hallelujah.
So cry out again.
Amen.
And show my people.
Oh, yes.
My people. You're touching the prophet,
Jesus.
But you're not touching for the right reason.
Jesus.
God said, if you're going to touch my prophet, don't do him any harm.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't say that.
Hallelujah. Gloria.
I've seen tumors disappear.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I've seen blind eyes open.
Glory.
I've seen a glass eye. I've seen crippled hands.
Yes.
I've seen warped legs.
Hallelujah.
I've seen it.
Yes.
Jack Cole would bring in hundreds of people in wheelchairs. Take the wheelchair out from underneath them. Hang them up on the wall.
Hallelujah.
Pull them up. I said, now you better walk.
Glory.
What faith the man had.
Hallelujah.
Yet he died in the hospital. Get out! Get out! Go! You folks just don't realize it. That what you're doing today could very well damn your soul.
My Lord.
Boy, God be merciful.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, she be merciful.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the
claim.
Yes.
He's been so merciful to me.
Yes.
Why, he just strike me dead.
Yes.
Why, we caught this guy committing adultery.
Uh-huh.
Why, we caught this guy molesting the children. I've been caught. Hey, look at him. Would you like me to tell you your specific sin? Huh? Yeah, I can't do it. I don't really want to, but if I have to, you'll just tell me. I remember David Epley, he was something else, boy. Now, David Epley's dead and gone. Many times I pulled David Epley out of a gambling den. I covered him. He had a gift of God on him that you couldn't refute.
Amen.
I'd stand and watch him work. I said, my God. I still remember two cases so clear to me. It was in Brooklyn, New York, at the Academy of Music. I turned the service over to David Epley, and then I stepped to the side. And here's the way I used to introduce him. 10 years ago, a truck driver was driving through the mountains of Colorado. This is where God changed his life.
Hallelujah.
He was a truck driver.
Yeah.
I don't know how God stopped him, but he did.
Hallelujah.
Stopped the truck, walked up to the top of the mountain, troubled in his mind, and God saved him and gave him this gift.
Jesus.
And we used to advertise as a man who sees through the eye of God.
Hallelujah.
And boy, he saw.
Glory.
He saw. He looked right through you.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
And why he ever picked me? Because he didn't. I became his right hand man.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know I'm God's right hand man?
Hallelujah.
With that right hand?
Hallelujah.
Right hand. Get there in Chicago, Epley was preaching.
Gloria.
There was a guy heckling him right openly. You both think you're hiding when you're heckling?
Right.
As I sat on my couch this morning, said, Lord's so good to me, because
yes.
I don't know what to do.
Thanks, Lord.
They put a scripture inside of me.
Hallelujah.
When you get, lean not onto your own.
Lord,
I don't understand. Then don't lean on it. And all you're getting, you know how to get it, everything you want, don't you? Don't you? You go to that table, you get what you want, don't you? Sure you do. So you know how to get. Would you know how to get a girlfriend?
My Lord.
Oh. Well, first of all, sweet talker. They stand up to a big tall fellow like you, and you sort of sash it up there and say hi. And I got my eyes on you.
Yeah.
And she said, I've been watching you too.
Hallelujah.
How old are you?
24.
Well, I spent many years here. By the time I was 24, I really messed up.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I told you to go to church looking for women.
Yeah.
And I found them.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Nice girl. Wait, why did you go? No, you gotta sit there. How you doing, Libby? That's why I'm asking you. Because I do know. But most of you are not striving. You like the way you is. So you dress it up and paint it up. And Epley walked out. This guy was heck. I sat there and he was hollering right out, Epley. You fraud. Practicing magic on these people. And Epley just stopped and he said, better be quiet. Yeah, what are you going to do with it? And I'm watching this guy. Maybe he was using the gifts of the Spirit. He was mysterious. He could walk over to somebody and tell them their names. He's a prodigy of William Branham.
Hallelujah.
And God passed the gift to him.
compared to Branham, he outdid him, both in life and in death. But God gave him the same gift. Can you picture a man walking up to people he never met, telling them where they live? Now, one lady, I'll never forget that one lady, she had 15 grandkids. Let me walk in. He walked down the alley, stopped and looked, called her by her name. She got up, told her where she lived, told her about her grandkids, and called everyone by name. All 15. Oh, Grandma. She had forgot some of the names. And that's a new thing. If you're gonna laugh, then laugh righteously.
Thank you.
Don't do it in such a way.
Thank you.
I didn't laugh. I watched him do it. I watched him get drunk, and yet he's still there. See, because the gifts and the callings of God, God gave him a gift, and God never took it back. And when he got tired with the way Ethel was living, with that gift, they took him. Yeah. You'll take me.
Hallelujah.
Where you are today.
Hallelujah.
And you'll take me well. Sin no more.
Hallelujah.
Follow the Lord. And you lift him so high, because you know that I'm not going to fall anymore. Off the platform, he told the guy several times, "You better stop it. Just be quiet." Because the guy was calling every name under the sun. I still remember he walked down, stopped right in front of the guy, looked him right square in the eye, called him by his name, told him where he lived. Then he began to tell about how a man assaulted his own daughter, called her by her name, told her how old she was. And then he said, "You're the man." Boy, that guy showed up then.
All right.
You're the man.
Hallelujah.
You're the man.
Hallelujah.
Thou art the man.
Hallelujah.
And your man of sin and iniquity is showing himself almost in everything you do.
Yes,
as you put you first, instead of looking to the man, he looks at your own man. Your sin is not being black. Your sin is being Charles.
Hallelujah.
Come, you Charles.
Hallelujah.
Lost and homeless.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' blood can make you white as snow. Hallelujah. Wow. Glory. Them old black folk are trying to change that song. You know, they make you white. They're trying to figure out what color Jesus was. Oh, big discussion goes on. Was he black? Well, no, he's a Middle Eastern, so he's just brown. I'll tell you what he was and what he is. He's a son of God. What color is God? Why, God, he's a God of many colors. I told you we're going to get you in. And to get you, I got to lead the way. So you follow me. Well, no, I'm not going to follow you. Then go to hell. You follow me, we're getting into the kingdom. Because we know the Jesus that forgives all sin. Put your name in the book. The books. And that book has got your name and all your sins. Then we can reach over and grab the book. And you can say, "Wow, your name's in the book." Hallelujah. you're doing. That's what you, when I talk to some of you, I know what you're holding fast right to the soul. But that doesn't give you to keep on rebelling. Some of you folks have forgotten how to repent. Knowing your name's in the book, that'll cause you to repent. Knowing your name is in the book, and the books were open. What is this in the books? Everything you ever done, every thought you ever thought. Huh? And then he opened the other book and the wipes out the other.
Sanctification was a very profound doctrine. They would actually tell you to come back to the mourner's bench to be sanctified.
All right.
Hallelujah.
And folks would testify, I'm saved and I'm sanctified. Not just saved, but I'm sanctified.
Hallelujah.
And we found out the sanctification means where God would take you and set you aside for holy use. I began to talk to you a little bit about cunningly devised things. And those sanctified people, they kicked when God poured out the oil.
Right.
Yeah, when God poured out the Holy Ghost, He had people from every race. You know, you folks sit there, and for some reason or other, I don't know how in the world, 18
What year was it? 1906? God to black, white, Mexicans, Spanish, yes, Europeans, from all over the world to a Silver Street in a little old warehouse church with a black preacher who hardly ever preached. You go to the box.
Yeah.
He wear a box over his head. And then he come down and he would talk. It's all right. It won't go nowhere.
Hallelujah.
I got a box over my head.
Hallelujah.
I hear things inside that box.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever read the story of Sousa Street, he could sit on that pulpit platform with that box over his head, and somebody starts showing out and say, "Brother, you're not in spirit."
Amen.
That's a fleshy manifestation. And all they were doing was talking in tongues. I've seen many people talking in tongues in the flesh.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen many people rejoice in the flesh.
Yeah.
But you don't rejoice in it. You rejoice in the Lord, which is the Spirit.
Glory.
They don't know the difference.
Glory.
I've seen preachers preach in the flesh. Yeah, I have.
Yes, Lord.
David Terrell turned fasting into a mighty John card. He was fast for 30, 40 days. Then he came into his tent. Bible said, when you do that, right, you're not supposed to appear that you're fasting.
Amen.
Why are you looking at me like that? Bob, when you fast, you don't appear to nobody like you fast. You wash your face, anoint your head.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? You just don't know. Those little men of God, they didn't try to appear like they were prayer warriors. I'm not reaching them, God.
Glory to God.
I'm looking right at them again.
Glory.
What? Come on, God. Times like this? And we're supposed to get all excited?
Woo! Yes.
And tell everybody.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is coming again. Yourself right with God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Little children,
this is
the last time.
Amen.
Boy, have you got a year of trial. Because the enemy's going to come in like a flood.
Amen.
You, your wife?
Jesus.
I asked about your wife.
Yes, you did.
What'd you tell me? And she said, "I'll go with you," right?
No.
So you came anyway.
Amen.
And you got somebody to help you out. She'll bring your coffee for you. I will do this, but she'll rub your back if you need it. Has she ever done it?
Oh.
You had her rub his back? Show me. Mm-mm. Oh, boy. I can see why he's upset when she left. Oh, look at that. Mm-mm-mm. Ah. Isn't that something? You get the chance to hit that guy in the cheek. You get a chance to love Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What? You ought to shout and run.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You don't need the evidence of that. You can do it too. Oh, boy.
Glory.
Looks like I'm becoming a master of putting people to sleep. I can't be. I'd like to sleep with these pieces in my head. Awake, down and sleep. And Christ will give you life. Who will give life to a dead fish? Come on, he gives life to a dead fish. It's not a dead fish, no.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, when I gave up,
But I give them many hours of thinking, sleeping, waking. What am I going to say to these people? What should I preach to them about? It became very evident that I should preach to you that you should earnestly contend for the faith that God's already gave you. To fight the fight of faith, lay hold to eternal life, press right on in. Let the sermon I'll preach about that woman, the one I preach you about. Because he lives different than me, but God, she said if I could but touch. So she came behind in the press. And I tried to tell you what took place. What kind of press? What is it you can? Because everybody's pressing around you. Everybody. And when she tried to get to him, there was a press. But she had declared, if I can just touch the heavens, God. So they were in their pressing, pushing, they knocked her down. Because she's trying to get through to Jesus, and they pushed her down. And she looked up and said, there it is. There's the hand. What happened when you do that? Why won't somebody quote it to me? She knew. Just like he knew. Read it. Somebody please help me out.
Oh God.
When she touched him, she knew. She knew. And he knew. Why are you doing that? Why are you just sitting here behind my talk?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell the story, please.
Amen.
Now let's get past a certain woman to where she touched him. Let's get past that and find out where she touched him. She knew! Why are we fighting with her? She touched him and she knew! And then she found out that he knew! Smart Alec. Wow! She knew!
Hallelujah.
About that time, she heard Jesus say, who touched me?
Yeah.
And the fear of man got off her, and the fear of God took hold. But she came in and said, it was me, sir.
Yeah.
I know it.
Glory!
Yeah.
It was afraid.
Yeah.
What the hell are you people coming down off here? Get them out, God. Get them out. Get them out of my presence. Get them out, Father.
Oh,
you
yes.
Promised me. When you can't have them anymore, just tell me.
Oh, God.
I'll get rid of them for you. And you folk have seen that.
Sure.
Where is Dan? Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Where is Chris? Hey, Chris, you listen to me? Give me a call. Hey, Enoch, you smart aleck. I got a message from Brother Stair. Well, come on, call up here. I'll let you give you a message for me. I'll give you the number. Come on, Enoch. Come on, tell me how you walk with God. Come on. Come on. The phone number is 843-538-1334. I'm waiting. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Speak a word against the prophet of God. Come on.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Come on. Come on, you can do it. You want to come on? I'll put you on the microphone. Come on,
Jesus.
Come on. Be it now or forever. Oh, I got it. You got no peace. Boy, you talk pretty good that day in the dining hall. Now you can talk. Come on, raise your voice now. Yeah, he touched me. Yeah, come on. I'm doing it right, looking right at you.
Hallelujah.
Can you raise up your voice? Well, go ahead. I told you what to say.
got touched.
Hallelujah.
Are you ashamed of that?
Hallelujah.
Well, come on. We got to get loose on that.
Thank you, Father.
Will you get up here?
Oh, bless you.
How you doing? Oh, Alan says, how's the sisters doing? I kept wondering why he keeps asking about y'all. Now we found out the other day, didn't we? Because he's the one you used to live with for a while.
Okay.
I don't know.
You had a relationship with Alvin.
No.
I'm not saying you take me wrong.
I don't know what you meant.
I mean, you and him were friends.
Yes.
My God! That's why you keep calling now.
Yes.
He wants you about a friend.
Yes.
And he finds out that I'm your friend and he's your friend and we all got the same friend.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's not a friend like the Lord
Jesus.
No, not one. No, not one.
God help you.
I got in trouble there because he kept saying pillows.
Amen.
He had nice pillows.
Nice.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, boy.
I promised Craig I'd take care of you.
Thank
you. So you can die in peace.
Thank you.
Throw down his money and end up with you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, maybe Chris is calling you, huh? Hello?
Yeah.
Who is that? Well, it really was a friend. Yeah. I let him say it was the same for his own benefit.
Sure.
Hope you don't forget it. Well, let me know how much he appreciates my perseverance.
Glory.
You're my assistance.
Yeah.
Can I persevere with her?
Yeah.
In front of all you wise guys?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I've been telling you for over 2 years. If I get past this day, if I make it through this day, my biggest threat is not the ball. It's just people. My people are being destroyed. But they have no knowledge of what God's doing.
Oh, God.
And if you don't know what he's doing, then you won't know why he's doing it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
See, I just try to tell you why you were there.
Amen.
And let's not know what's over there. I remember the day when I told you, when Craig came into the thing, he said, I have this huge praise. I'm having trouble with the two people at my house like you have trouble with these people.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he told me. And I said, okay, but I wasn't going to go down. I really wasn't. Why would I want to leave this place of trouble and go down and face that trouble too? Boy, oh boy. Is what I got here again. I don't understand. You preach to them all day long and they're looking, you're getting, because you're getting something now.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting your own way, your own thoughts. In your own words, your own actions. It seems all right, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Doesn't it? Sure it does. There is a way that seems right
unto
a man, but the ends, we're back at the end again. If we could just do something about that end. Oh, we like new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. Oh, boy, new beginnings.
Hallelujah.
But you got to understand that when it's a beginning, there's always an end.
Always.
I'm the beginning and the end. I know about the beginning of your faith.
Hallelujah.
Can you hold it steadfast to the end?
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're making too much out of it, Brother Stair. Sing that gnat swallowing a camel. Make it a mountain out of a molehill. Lord, don't move the mountain.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Give me strength.
Hallelujah.
To remove it.
Hallelujah.
Not climb it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my hell, Jackson. Lord, don't move the mountain. Give me the strength to climb. And I said, no. Because Jesus said, you can say to that mountain, be thou removed.
Hallelujah.
We're going to move this mountain, folks.
Hallelujah.
I'll move them.
Hallelujah.
strong woman? Have I been able to move you? How come you people don't understand the spiritual language? Huh? Don't you understand every person in your life? Never mind. You got to go through them. You can't climb over them. You're going to deal with it. Married a wife, had a child.
Glory.
Well, you know the trouble with you two was with you was him, and with him was you. No, it wasn't. It was me. See, I know what's going to happen with your daughters. I had it with mine. Ain't nobody going to talk to me like and get away with it. Nobody. Including you. Well, okay. Don't pay me no mind. Told you I speak. And give warning. Why, you go on to heaven, don't you, Sister Burgess? Sister Burgess, will you come up here? I want you to do what you did today. I stepped out there.
Oh.
And called your husband over, too. Yeah, because I was getting ready to be arrested.
Right.
And you know about it. Right. And you come running to me and you start hollering.
I said, go ahead, go ahead. Yeah. I put you in there. He brings me. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Then you said more than that. This is it. I can't tell you, when I start over this tabernacle on Saturday, I always listen. And I can always tell what she's here. Boy, what looks coming out of your eyes.
That's all right.
Thank you, hallelujah.
My God.
Who cares?
What defiance.
My Lord.
Then I'll tell you, I'm not afraid of your face.
Amen.
You ought to be afraid of it.
Glory.
You should have an open face, not one closed room.
Because
God knows what goes on behind closed doors. I'm trying to talk because, you see, I made some statements that if they don't come to pass, I am a false prophet. And I would like God to expose that now so you folks stop following this prophet. Because I'm a false prophet. I'm going to go to hell. And I don't want you to follow me. How many times can I finish? I don't want God to have to scourge you. Scourging is tough. And I told you what scourging is.
Amen.
When God limits your ability to resist.
Yes, Lord.
Can you imagine me showing out in the prison? Take your hand off me, guard. I ain't going to do that. I saw them guards, and I don't think them guards were mean, but they pulled a man out of a cell right next to me. Listen to me, you damn heart. He said, just as I changed the subject. Is that hard to hear? Just as I mentioned you or something. God says, you tell me I can't hear, I may be here. You tell me I can't see, I may be eye. You tell me I can't tell what's in your heart. I made the heart.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I made the way for you to sin.
Yes.
I know the way of sin. I made it.
Yes.
If I get you folks to realize you're in the way to sin, then I'll say sinners.
Amen.
And I've told you a story about it. Shambach was one of them guys. Shambach had a lot of faith. He apology of A.D. Allen. When A.D. Allen died, there was four or five guys that worked with him. And they all went to take Allen's place. And no one could do it. He was one of a kind. They would do like he showed them. I brought to A.D. Allen one day a man, a raging maniac in us, right from the mental ward. Four men bringing them. Look at them. I wish I hear you out first, but there. And I would do that. He would tell me, yeah, now bring them to me. He would do that.
Hallelujah.
That's what Jesus did. He said, bring them to me.
Hallelujah.
Bring them to me.
Hallelujah.
Are you folk ever going to find a way to rejoice? I mean, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Glory.
Do you remember that day was in Philadelphia Arena? A little Free Methodist boy standing on the platform, bright eyed. All at once, Aaron called for him. Because they told him they had this guy from the local mental hospital. Straight jacket. And when they got him out, started bringing him, and that guy was just squirming, took four guys to hold him down.
My Lord.
No man could tame him. If you ever watch down, he likes to bounce. You believe God can still pray?
Hallelujah.
I believe God.
Yeah.
He always insisted that folk believe with him.
Yeah.
If you believe, you're going to see.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody would believe around here. Things, hoping somehow to convince you people. And he's done it. He's done it.
Amen.
I deliberately prayed that prayer that day, brother. Deliberately. Hoping you folks would see how God.
Yes.
Hey, Mark, when you told me about what we needed to pay the bill, what did I say? I said, I'll get it.
Holy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'll get it.
Yes, Lord.
I'll get a word from God for you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I will.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you still look at me. What's he trying to tell me? Well, we are something else. We're so far away. We don't know how God works. And then when it does work, we don't believe it's God doing it.
Mercy, Lord.
An unbelieving generation. You need to save yourself from it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Alan said, bring them to me. He was squirming, chicken, hollering, screaming, cussing, four men trying to hold still. And Alan said, loose them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take that straight jacket off them. Leave him alone. Lose him. When they took it out, he lunged for Alan. He had lunged. And God stopped him in almost in midair. Knocked him to the ground. Foamed at the mouth.
Yes, Lord.
I went back in his head.
Lord.
Jesus' name. Be free. Be loose. America. See that, and I keep trying to tell you, the work that God's going to do is not going to be a revival. You've all been revived many times. It don't last too long. You soon forget. But God's going to give a restoration. Come from New Zealand.
She said, I tried to get through you. I said, but I was busy because it's not busy. It's just the way it works. Look, all I do is start telling something, and
hallelujah.
She's going to come. You've been in touch with her, haven't you? Where'd she go?
Hallelujah.
Huh. If we're still around, if God still maintains his place. She ain't coming to see you, you know. She's not even coming to hear you. She's going to hear this.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
And I'm going to rebuke her. Let them
lie.
I haven't done it now. She just tell me, boy, you can leave your family behind and forget it. We're on a journey to the new Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
I am going. We're going to go with it. No more faith. Yeah, she runs hot and cold. She'll ask me a question tonight. I just shut up. She asked me one last night. I said, why are you doing that? Well, I just... Now, you all know what the question was, huh? Go to hell. None of your business. I'm going to tell it to you. All with the same kind of questions you ask. Hey, Dennis, how in the world can you sit there like that? How in the world can you sit there and not take your wife home with me? What's wrong with you? Are you out of your mind, man? Well, think of all that, Walter. In fact, you bring her to me. Yeah, you bring her to the house and here, take her. Yeah. You must have lost your mind, fella. Yeah.
Okay.
One night she was taking her old mother up there, and Dennis brought her right by the house. Good night. He left his wife in my care. About a day you and I had knocked down drag out. Remember that one? Because some guy was shining up to you and you was liking it.
Oh,
yeah, you was. When I told you to leave him alone, you're not bad, Annie. I remember, boy. That little spitfire, boy, she fired at both ends.
Oh,
bless you, Jesus. Y'all remember those things? She remembers, don't you?
Oh, bless
you. We won't tell his name, will we?
Bless you, Lord.
Run.
Bless you, Lord.
Like natural brute beast, raging waves of the sea.
Thank you, Jesus.
Foam me out there. I'm ashamed, but I'm going to foam it out anyway.
All right.
I'm going to let you know I'm ashamed.
Just
foam it out.
Bless you, Lord.
Why don't you get the rest of it? You don't want to hide your word in your heart, do you?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Wandering stars.
Oh, bless you.
You got any more?
To execute judgment upon all of their...
People are not living on God in life.
Okay.
They don't have God on their mind. They got their own things on their mind. You say, what do you think a God in life is? Well, you don't have God in your heart.
Yes. Oh, God.
So afterwards they live ungodly.
Oh, God.
Without a thought of God at all.
Amen.
See, that's where I get in trouble. Because most of you people have been overcome with ungodliness.
Oh, God.
You don't put God in your knowledge.
Oh,
I try to tell you, I put God in this knowledge.
Yes, Lord.
And see, because you can't understand this, look what I do with you two. I put God in that knowledge. And then went right to work on it. And you got to end up with a husband with teeth in his mouth. And he makes you think they're real.
Hallelujah.
Oh, boy. What a nice smile you have.
Thank you, Father.
False teeth. False faith.
Amen.
False hope.
Amen.
God wants you to bring you to a lively hope. He wants you to have your hope in the resurrection life. Not hope in this life, because there's no hope in this life. But in that resurrection. Give me a hug since you've been this time. What happened? Don't need more hugs? Yeah, husband, our relationship, we know, I don't really know what. Don't look like you live or die. Yeah, what happened? Did you land a baboon? Don't land a baboon anymore. You miss that?
Oh, Jesus.
He's not here because he's not in good shape. So if this people and our others, brother, how much money do they send? How much send every month?
$1,700.
How much?
$1,700.
Every month. They give it to pastor, right? And he sends it over here. Why do you send it here? Because that's what you desire.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Give us strength, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Boy, you people, you are so hard. You are so callous. And you don't know what I'm going through. How do you do that?
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Bless you, Lord.
And I heard the other day, some of you girls were telling you how to get rid of stuff. Because you don't run your big mouth. Yeah. Who'd you run your big mouth to? Huh?
God bless you, Jesus.
Who? You can't talk? Me? No, you told Rose, so we get rid of stuff. For what reason? Make a move. And hey, that's what you gotta do. You wanna make a move, get rid of stuff. No, we're not gonna get rid of your husband. Ah, you don't make your move. And we're gonna have to make the move. See, you people won't believe. Will you describe your father? Describe his condition. Big strong man, right?
Hallelujah.
What the hell are you folk? Get the hell out. I'm so damn tired of you sitting here, and every time I touch on a subject, you sit there with that doubting, with that questioning. I hate it. Don't come back if you're going to keep on doing that. Go out back to New York and die there. God didn't fed up with this. You make your plans to come on back here.
Oh, bless you.
It's that boy, he can drive. You know when you come out, he rolls down the window. Hi. Who is that boy? Over there. Who's over there? I still remember the day you got so proud about your little fella. That was, you're unique. Out here. I can still say just like he did. Out here. Out here to hear the prophet. Out here. Right? And you were so excited. Because you would ask him the question and he answered. Yeah. How big was it? That big? Oh. He's a little old fella. Then he got so proud, I quit playing. Because I sent a little arrogant to a little boy. I'll hear him. I'll hear him, Brother Karen. I'll hear his prophet. How old is he now? 13.
Oh, bless you.
Well, we put him over there and hear the prophet. You hear the prophet where you're at? All the time.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Sure. You get one of those little phones and put your finger in your ear? Yeah. That's what she does, right? And she can stop playing the crazy music. Listen to the music. I switch to music. She don't like the music. She comes out of my mouth sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing on a harp.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord.
I just harp on everything, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Oh boy. Brother Stan, we're supposed to be having the Feast of Trumpets. Yeah. And the trouble with sound today,
Thank God he told us it's not.
My Lord.
What boldness that I told the world and the church, he's not coming this year. He's going to come in a year when all the feast days come in the month of September. Don't look at me like that.
Okay,
Everett, when's the next time? 20, when's that? And if he don't come next year, wow, he will come again as he said.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
It's a secret all these years. But he revealed the secret to his prophet that is prepared to reveal the secret to. Do I present myself as a secret to you?
No.
My Lord.
Terry!
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that's just Terry talking. So if that's the case, then I got to be here another year.
My Lord.
And boy, I tell you, some days it just doesn't look like I'm going to make it. Oh, you're just talking that way. Yeah, okay. Okay. So we have a healing service here. With 1,000 people. I would see them all out there.
Amen.
He told me they would all be from this area.
Amen.
So maybe I have to keep you from being here so we make room for you.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that promise and you were sick, where would you like to be? Because God fulfills his promise. I will heal my people.
Yes.
So they know they're healed. Oh, we all know about healing. But do we know we're healed? I'm saved. And I know that I am. I told you, God told me years ago. By the mouth of A.C. Valdez. Would you like to hear the circumstance again?
Amen.
I was preaching and pastoring a church in Jonesboro, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. At that time, there were three powerful radio stations out of Del Rio, Texas, right across the Rio Grande. And they were superpower. And they were not under FCC restriction. So they could put their signal away anywhere and it would cover the whole United States. What's wrong with... What am I saying? You don't understand. WCKY. Full power. When they could pull the power up at night, they cover a good part of the United States. In the daytime, they got to pull it back. They can actually do that. Just pull their power back, send the signal to certain areas. No, God can actually do that. He can pull out the Holy Ghost, send the signal over there, send the signal over there. Boy, he's an engineer, ain't he?
Yes.
He's engineering his whole day.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And on that station, Dr. A.C. Valdez was preaching. And I contacted him about coming to the small church. Can't you do better about the way you listen? Foolish heart is darkened. Can't see the light in their eyes. I didn't see that. But I don't see no reason why you tell the story. Well, because it has a great deal of what I'm talking about. One night, I contacted Dr. A.C. Valdez about coming to the small church. Because he was part of the full gospel fellowship of churches, which I helped organize.
Hallelujah.
That's how I knew him. That's how he knew me. My ministry was almost a zero to his. Well, they won't change. They won't even make an effort. Is it all right if I remind myself, Lord?
Hallelujah.
They're not going to believe it. They've done so good at not believing the prophet. They practice it. I got a phone call from Dr. Valdez. First thing out of his mouth, what he said, Brother Stair, I thought he was calling to tell me about his coming, or tell me he's not coming. I've been advertising the best I could through the small church, this great big preacher. His father was a great preacher. His brother, the Valdez, that's a Spanish name. And there were two churches, one in Milwaukee and one in Oshkosh. He offered me one time to pastor the church in Oshkosh. God made me an offer one day. So I could refuse. I'm going to make you a prophet. I could refuse it. What kind of prophet? One that's going to root out, tear down,
Hallelujah.
The
destroy that building, but now I'm doing my best to plant.
Hallelujah.
Want to plant this crowd right between the horns of God's altar. Get your rooted and grounded. We plant you right here. He called me late at night. I thought he was calling me to tell me he wasn't going to come. Because I was in advertising. And I don't get to... God bless Brother Stairs, this brother Valdez. I thought sure he was going to say, well, I'll change my plans. Tell him what he said. He said, are you in trouble? What does it mean? Are you in trouble tomorrow? Not that I know of. Now, what had happened was that I was living before that in Alabama. And one of my family had died, and they were trying to locate me. So they sent the law out to the last address they had for me to find me. And some old preacher got that and said, oh, not to him. And then Dr. Valdez would call on his broadcast and advertise he was coming to our church. And some of the preachers, Brother Valdez, you don't want to go down there. He had trouble with the law. Still do. I got trouble with the law.
Yeah.
I do, boy. And I'm not talking about this, I'm talking about the law of Moses. All you law keepers, you won't give up that law of Moses for the law of love. The law of God.
Amen.
Go around condemning somebody because they won't tie their shoe or hit it right on the head, don't I? That's why you can't get along with each other, because you're always condemning somebody. I'm not condemning you, Daryl. I could find 10,000 things to condemn you for. And you know more about it than I do. So you have to condemn yourself every time you turn around. But blessed is the man or the woman that don't condemn. Blessed is the man that does not condemn himself in the thing which he allowed. And you can find out where Paul came up with that. He read his chapters and said, I allowed this, I allowed that.
Hallelujah.
He hasn't used the word allow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, can I quit, Lord? I'm getting weary again.
Oh, God.
Gotta fight these. This carnal nature, this carnal mind. Now I'm trying to give you a leader where I got those things from. Dr. Velez came. He wouldn't even take no more money. He had a big church, two of them. He didn't need any money. But it was proper for us, if he had somebody preaching, to give an offering. So I got rid of the leader. I took the offering money and gave it to him. Now I said, you keep it. So I don't need it. What a man.
Hallelujah.
See, I'll tell you what to do. So I'm going to have a great convention up here. You use that money, come on up. And I did. I got a hold of a sister who had a Cadillac, and she drove me up, and I paid all of this.
Hallelujah.
And never went to bed with that woman. Jack White. When I got there, they had preachers from all over the world. One of the preachers they had was a man they called the Billy Graham of Africa, because he had a great soul winning. You know, like Billy Graham? I'm just a little old guy from Jonesboro, Georgia. But Dr. Valdez, I don't know it. Yeah, I do know. Because he sensed God's hand on me. He said, come and sit with me, Rustair. Sit at my table with me. So I sat with him. And we talked back and forth. Finally, one day he said to me, would you go up into my office?
Oh, God.
What can I do to wake you up?
Hallelujah.
What can I do to give you that zoom zoom?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
What can I do to get a look of anticipation on your face?
My Lord.
See, anybody know why I'm telling this story? This was a great preacher.
Yes.
His father was a great preacher.
My
he
Lord.
Had preached all over the world. And here, a little old guy took me in the back room. His breath said, I want to tell you something. He said, the Lord appeared to me and told me three things he's going to do before he comes. Number one, I'm going to save my people. So they know they're saved. Save you from your sin? And that's exactly what I have done for the last 2 years. I preach grace, mercy, truth. So you have got people to know you're saved. Sinner just like me. You're yet carnal.
Mm-hmm.
The carnally minded is dead.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is trying to give the spiritual mind.
Yeah.
You get through that spiritual mind, there'll be no room for the carnal mind.
Yeah.
No.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
And it said to me, God told me, I like this one, I'm going to heal my people.
Yeah.
Now, he's telling me three things that the angel of the Lord came and told him, and he delivered it to me. Boy, are you poking the blood. And my people love it. They just love it. They just love it, brother. He said, the second thing, he said, I'm going to heal my people.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, he's already done the first one.
Yes,
I can't preach salvation anymore to me. I've got it. It's all in on. Well, you always put them, but you're saved. You're a bunch of sinful, wicked, ungodly. You're not saved because you say you're saved. You're saved because he said. Enough.
There you go.
When you think you're something that you're not, you're hurting yourself.
Okay.
That's That's why Jackie always says, I'm still with you. But he wants to reduce me down
right. To
the messenger of the covenant, which I am.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to put me into the Elijah place. He probably listening. He won't get upset with me because he knows I'm telling the truth.
Right.
I dealt with for years.
Yeah.
Finally said, come on, show your face.
Right.
You're involved when kind of show up. I said, get out of here. Then one day I said to him, show your face.
Right.
So he came up, let him off, drove down the road, whirled around, came back, and busted through that door.
Yeah.
Big old boxer.
Yeah.
I met him right here.
Hallelujah.
Met him right here. He kicked the hell out of here. New York's finest, huh?
Oh, bless you.
I'm sure you failed in on what's going on in New York. You were still going to the police union? Now, that's where you get a good part of your pension from. They fill you in. Now, if they need somebody emergency, they call you. Yeah, they would. What a dangerous position. They're raising hell in Ireland.
Oh, bless you.
The revolt that's going on over there, too far away, huh? I dare not call you what you is. Not today.
Yeah.
You can't say the word Negro.
That's right.
You're racist.
That's right.
I might pay you just for saying that.
That's
right. No, I didn't know he was a Negro. He told me on his birth certificate it says what?
Negro.
Oh! We're going to get that change. We are. We're going to get a change. Of child of God. Yes, sir. We got to change the record, boy. Well, you sound pretty confident. I have hope. Oh, Job said I'm going to stay right here till I get changed. And boy, he get changed.
Yes, Lord.
His old wife who said, curse God and die, he came alive.
He did.
Had 10 more children, and 3 more goddaughters, and the Bible said it went throughout all these. There's no better daughters like him.
Hallelujah. Well,
hallelujah.
Amen.
That wife must have been a good looking woman.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And he produced the daughters.
Amen.
Looked just like mom and dad. Woo, are you beautiful?
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, Job, you sure are beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Sure don't look like you did when you said
Hallelujah.
That is why folks in said, curse it. I don't know why you folk mock me. She stuck with Job a long time. Lost his money, lost her family.
Hallelujah.
I bet she visited Job several times every day.
Sure.
I mean, when Job finally got sick in his body, covered with boils, prostate boils, I bet she come in and she clean the boils.
Oh, God.
Weep and cry.
Yes.
And probably one day got too much for her.
Amen.
God, are you filthy, Job. You're the one I used to hold and love.
Jesus.
Look at you now. It'd be all right, honey. Job, you maintain your integrity? You're telling me this is God's doing?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's God's doing. Then why don't you curse him and die and get it over with? I ain't going to see you no more. Not see ghosts. Why are you mocking me again? Because you're not able to comprehend the picture I'm giving you?
Oh, Jesus.
Filthy flesh.
Yes, Lord.
There was a time you wouldn't touch it for a while. You didn't hold it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's touching it. This is going to be. What? You go along with mixed marriages? Nah, we don't have no mixed marriages. We're all one.
Amen.
You two are one, so there's nothing mixing about it. How would you smile at me?
Glory.
Can't be that bad. God told me that I'm going to send you to China. And you damn people, I talk about it all the time. When I got to China, they wouldn't let me in. That's a little money. that I booked a hotel in Hong Kong. What a hotel. I thought hotel's a hotel. I can't believe you people look at me like that. Because Open Doors said they couldn't help me when I got there because the little Filipino maid was going to go home for Christmas. It was Christmas time. And they had a little Filipino maid who maintained their place for she's going home. We can't take care of you. So I booked a hotel. Am I clear?
Yes.
What a hotel. Oh, what do you have to shock these people, Lord? You always go on the defensive, don't you? Always defend yourself.
Thank you, Father.
That's iniquity. I went to the hotel. It was a little narrow road in Hong Kong. Just a flat building and little lights at hotel. So I went inside because I had booked reservations there. It was a hotel. But nothing like I expected. It wasn't the Waldorf Astoria. It wasn't a Holiday Inn. It wasn't even the low-class one. It was just one big old room like this with a bunch of cots. And I booked two cots for me and Teresa. But anybody, the place was full of derelicts and people off the street.
Oh, God.
I said, I'm not going to bring my wife in here. No bathroom, no place to change your clothes. Are you folks going to give me a break? May I have a break?
Yeah.
Good, I'll just bring it then. Oh, you're exaggerating. Yeah, I sure am. We were only married just a little while, and I could picture us going in there and openly laying on cots. And so I went back out, and I said, we're not going to stay here, hon. Where are we going to stay? So I got a hold of my phone. I called Open Doors. They had a young man who was operating there with their business. He had told me I couldn't stay. But I called him. I said, brother, this hotel over here, it's not fit for decent people even live in. He knew that. And I said, come on over here. Said the little maid canceled a trip of going home, so she's still here.
Hallelujah.
So I went over, and they gave us a room.
Oh, God.
Bunk beds. Y'all kind of bored, aren't you? Look at them. You know, one time a woman said, you know he's always telling the truth, because every time he tells a story, he tells exactly what he told before. Tell me the old, old story. Told me, he said, look, we just heard from the Chinese and we're not sending you over. Because the last group we sent into Shanghai, they caught them and killed them. Now the Chinese would do that. They're killing the people now. They're trying to get rid of the Mongolians, which are Hindu. The Chinese don't believe in gods, any god. Hindus believe in any god. And they don't meet. You poor people. I'm looking right at you, folks, and all I can see is I tell you what that is. You don't understand.
My Lord.
So we're sitting there in the room in Hong Kong, and we're not sending the old brothers there, because they knew how to do it, see? They would send people all the time with Bibles.
Oh, God.
And he said the last two we sent in, they came through Shanghai. So they caught them and kill them. Or Chinese wouldn't do that. Oh, our government would do that.
Hallelujah.
You know, see, we killed at the border. How many children separated from their parents? How many abortions we have every day?
Right.
We're a murderous country.
Yes, Lord.
Why tell you folk how to keep having an abortion? Just don't have no baby. Let me see, I preached almost. Everything's going to be all right. Because the God that I serve is going to make everything right. I wish somebody get excited. I'm going to heal my people. Got to do it quick now. And then I'm going to restore the joy.
To this day.
Hallelujah.
This day that you have made.
Glory.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. And thank you, Father, for all that you do, for calling us to you, O God. Oh, I pray, Father, we may be worthy of this calling. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for coming into our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I pray, Father, you would give the pastor the words to edify the body of Christ at this time. And bless your people and anoint us. You're anointed with fresh oil, Father. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Glory to God.
All right, once again, we're gathered in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
In the house of the Lord. We are the children of God.
Hallelujah.
His Spirit bears witness with our spirit.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
If children, then heirs. How about that?
Hallelujah.
Heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God only has one son.
Right.
And all running a race, but only one received the prize.
Hallelujah.
That one is Christ.
Hallelujah.
And all that are in him.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 All right. This weekend coming up, Sunday night. But of course, we, in God's will, plan to be here next Sabbath. And then we'll gather again Sunday night.
Amen.
And then we'll gather some more after that. Hallelujah. But when we gather, we will gather to worship God. Because we are the children of God. We will gather to rejoice, to give glory to God for the great things that He's done for us.
Hallelujah.
He saved us. Washed us from our sins in His own blood. Redeemed us.
Hallelujah.
Glory to His name. Not of good that we've done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Would you worship to God? Worship God today? You know He's worthy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yeah, you can worship Him freely. You know, that's how He justified us. Hallelujah. So go ahead and loosen up a little bit. Because the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Hallelujah.
And I would admonish you, exhort you to stand fast in that liberty. Wherewith Christ has made you free. Don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Give God glory. Give God praise. Hallelujah. We have come into this house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into this house, gathered in His name to worship
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
All right, all right.
Glory.
You know, many times when folk are in trouble, they say, well, what do we do? You know, when things go down, what do we do?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
You're looking to somebody for answers. Well, the thing to do is do it now.
Right.
You understand?
Hallelujah.
Right.
Prepare your hearts.
Prepare your heart.
Seek the Lord with all of your heart.
Huh?
Yeah. Earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing that you can do after you squandered all your time. There's nothing the foolish virgins could do.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
They said, well, what do we do now? Well, go get some oil, but it was too late.
Too late. Oh, God.
So what we have to do, we need to do now.
Yeah.
Everybody understand?
Yeah.
Mike, we think we're going to squander and play around, and then at the last time, well, prophet so-and-so, what do we do? Well, you better do it now.
Right.
And what we will need at that day, what we need today is faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I would speak to you words of faith. Hallelujah. That which would minister grace to your ears. That which would edify God. Hallelujah. Because like today and that day, we'll need faith in God. You all know that, don't you? Praise the Lord. You may be waiting, well, that grand slam, I'll wait and see what I'll need to do at that time. It will be too late. I've got some scriptures to read. Let me read them maybe. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord bless you, saints.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. The saints in every place.
Hallelujah.
Aren't we blessed to be gathered here today?
Yes.
What a privilege.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. Everything. Glory, glory. Yes. Tell the Lord what you need. Jesus on the main line. Does Jesus still heal? Yes, absolutely. Jesus never stopped healing. Glory, glory. We have just moved away from God's healing. God's still, he's still a healer. He's the only one that can heal. He's on the main line today. Would you tell him what you want? Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. You may say, well, why don't God heal folk like he used to? He does. He still heals like he used to. Everybody understand that? God still saves like he used to. Everybody that believe on him can be saved. Everybody that can believe on him for healing can be healed. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We've been moved away from that.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gloria.
We've got knowledge.
Gloria.
You know that, don't you?
Gloria.
Yeah, it just gets in the way of that faith. Hmm?
Bless you, Jesus.
I remember when I cut my leg and I was giving a testimony, you know, how God healed me, and I didn't go to the doctor. Well, I got rebuked. You silly thing, you could have gotten infected.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't that's how folk think.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get infected. I got healed.
Right.
How about that?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Well, I see, Lord. They don't want to hear about healing today.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
None else could heal all our souls.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't encouraged to go to the doctor. Not that I was going anyway.
Right.
I had faith for me.
Right.
But I said, I don't know if some of you all get hurt. I don't know that I can have faith for y'all.
Right.
You understand?
My Lord.
I've got faith for me.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I had no problem. So I didn't have any foolish talk about, well, you should do this, you should do that. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
I remember when I did it, you know, I reacted first in disbelief.
Yes.
I said, man, that's you didn't do that. But I did do that. And Brother Spencer was down working at the shop, and I said, Brother Spencer, I need your help, man.
Right.
The amazing thing about that, it wasn't very painful.
Right.
Someone said, well, maybe you were in shock. I was not in shock.
All right.
I talked to you calmly, didn't I?
Yes, brother.
I wasn't in shock. Did it bleed very much? It didn't bleed very much. It was open, though, and raggedy. But it didn't bleed.
Praise God.
It didn't hurt very much. And I wasn't in shock. Well, you didn't cut a major artery. No, I didn't, but it was the Lord's doing. I give God all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. Lord, I didn't get infected. I got healed. I'm still healed today. I'm healed from all my soul diseases. Hallelujah. I still have a mind to serve Him. Glory, glory. Got a mind to run on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. And when all the men of God, before they worked the work of God, they had to preach to the people.
Amen.
Of course, what they... Yeah, they had to stir up that gift.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Believest thou that I'm able to do that? Well, we have to believe that God is able to do it.
Amen. Yes, He is.
Not only that He's able, but that He's willing.
Well, right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Thank
you.
Well, being people, we normally try everything else.
Sure.
You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the woman with the issue, she did try the other means.
Yeah.
Till she ran out of money.
Yeah.
And then she she saw to the great physician.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Didn't have any money.
Right.
But she had faith in God.
Hallelujah.
And you know what the great physician said?
Ooh.
Said, thy faith has made thee whole.
Hallelujah.
What do you think about your faith? You think it'll make you whole? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You all don't mind if I talk like this, do you? Hallelujah. Maybe I can get you to cancel your doctor's appointment. That'd be all right. Maybe you'll resort to the great physician.
Hallelujah.
Then all the ball will be in his court, won't it? Well, prove him out. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you know, we believe God can save us from all of our sins?
Yes, He can.
And can heal us from our physical affliction?
Yes, He can.
That's contradictory.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
Well, He might not heal me. Well, He's able to heal you, and He will heal you. If that's best for you, that's what He'll do. You trust Him for that? Hallelujah. God will take care of you. Yeah, He'll work everything out for your good. Eternally. Hallelujah. Glory. I say, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. But we won't be able, we won't squander all of our time and miss all of our opportunities and get to the end and say, what shall I do? It will be too late. The Spirit tells us every day what to do.
Glory, God.
Praise the Lord. We read the Word of God, He tells us what to do. And the preacher preach, He tells us what to do through the Spirit. We aren't going to cast all this aside and then get to the end and say, well, what do I do now? Well, you'll just go to hell. That's what you'll do. Hallelujah. Glory. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart.
Hallelujah.
As in the provocation. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Well, let me read my scripture. We won't forget about being healed, though.
No.
I don't want to forget. Yeah, I've had other healings, too, you know. That's not the only one. Hallelujah. I've always been blessed, though, with some faithful people who always talk good things to me. I don't want to hear the other stuff. I'm down. I don't want to hear about your doctors. I want to hear about Jesus. Yeah, tell me some of them stories. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, you know, maybe you can go to the doctor and he can pronounce how bad it is, and they're, well, no need to do that. Just go to Jesus. He can tell you how healed you are.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Hallelujah.
How about that? He restoreth my soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Y'all don't have to worry about getting too noisy.
Bless you.
Yeah, then, amen. Just take your shoes off. Huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory, glory.
Yeah,
we are going to praise God in here too much. Some might have some fear of that, but it never has happened. As long as men have been praising God, they never done it too much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, they have raised too much hell and too much unbelief, but they never praise God too much. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy. Of the Lord forever. Forever. Hallelujah. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin.
Hallelujah.
Mine iniquities are gone over mine head as a heavy burden, too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt before because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart.
Oh God.
Lord, all my desire is before thee.
Yes, Lord.
And my groaning is not hid from thee.
No.
My heart panteth, my strength faileth me.
Yes, God.
As for the light of mine eyes, it is also is gone from me.
Jesus.
My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off.
Oh God.
They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceit all the day long.
Yes, Lord.
But I as a deaf man heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth.
Amen.
Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and whose mouth are no reproofs.
Yes, Lord.
For in thee, O Lord,
yes,
do I hope.
I hope.
Thou wilt hear.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, my God.
My God.
For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me.
Yes, yes, Lord.
When my foot slippeth, okay, they magnified themselves against me.
Yes.
Oh, if it had not been the Lord,
amen,
who was on my side.
Hallelujah.
The psalmist say, for I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me.
Amen.
For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry,
yes,
for my sin.
Yes.
But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. And they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied.
Yes, Lord.
They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that is good.
Amen.
Forsake me not, O Lord.
No.
O my God. Be not far from me.
Amen.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
My salvation.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
To go back to verse 17, it said, I am ready to halt. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, have your way, God.
Jeremiah chapter 20. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they.
Hallelujah.
We will report it. All my familiars watched for my halting.
Yes,
Lord. Saying, peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall take our revenge on him.
My Lord.
But the Lord is with me.
Yes,
as a mighty, terrible one.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble.
Yes.
And they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed.
Hallelujah.
For they shall not prosper.
Glory.
Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But O Lord of hosts, that tries the righteous and seeth the reins in the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee have I opened my cause.
Yes.
Sing unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for he has delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of the evildoer.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yes. Ready to halt, he said. Well, let us not be weary in well-doing. Glory, glory.
Glory.
All my familiars, they watch for my halting. How about that?
How about that?
Well, I watch not for your halting. Yeah, I pray for your good.
Amen.
How about that? Yeah, I watch for you to be here in the tabernacle. I don't say, well, so-and-so is not going to be here. No, I expect and hope that you will be. Praise the Lord. I watch to see that you will praise the Lord, that you will rejoice with me. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't look for your altar. No, I look to see that you do good. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Or so, when you don't, I am disappointed. I remember one time I said to a young man at Grace, I said, man, I'm disappointed in you. He wouldn't receive my reproof. How do you know? Because he replied, I'm disappointed in you. Isn't that something? Are you disappointed with me today? Praise your Lord. Hallelujah, I'm here to do my best for Jesus. I know I'm not much, but I believe God can do it. How about you? I have confidence in the living God. He can use this vessel for his glory.
Hallelujah.
I believe he will do it. I believe he is doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I will sing unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look to see you in the dining hall every morning. So when I don't see you, I'm disappointed.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
I look to see you with the cleaning team. When I don't see you, I don't watch for you often.
Right.
Yeah, I would that you succeed. That you prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. Hallelujah. That is my desire. That's God's desire. Huh? That you prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. But you can't disregard all the counsel, you understand, and get to the desired end. That's just not going to happen.
Hallelujah.
No need for us going to the great physician if we aren't going to hear what he's saying. If we go to the other physician, we take their advice over. You take this prescription and you do this. And how about the great physician? He has some prescription for us. Hallelujah. He has some counsel for us. Would we not take his counsel and be healed?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Don't ask me what you should do. I'll tell you. Go to Jesus. Huh? Don't tell me how great your problem is. The answer is still the same.
Right.
Do you know what could happen here? Yeah, we could die, right?
Yeah.
Go to Jesus.
Right.
He will save you. He will save you right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Sadly, though, we've been educated above that. Oh, yeah. There was a time when some folk couldn't go to the doctor. Hallelujah. They probably that way today. Everybody can't run to the doctor, you know. But right here in this country, you know, there were people that didn't have that
luxury.
They didn't have it.
That's right, brother.
It wasn't an option for them.
That's right.
So of course they came up with old home remedies. Huh? It wasn't the remedies that worked, though. You know that. Amen. Here we go.
Glory, 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 glory.
I'd hurt myself, and Mom said, well, take some of that coal oil. We call it kerosene. She called it coal oil. Rub some of that coal oil on it. Well, that's what I did. You understand? Now, did God honor that? Surely he did. Hallelujah. Well, we just don't have faith for God. I know we learn too much.
That's right.
We have technology now.
Amen.
We know about psychology.
Right.
We think it's a blessing, but it's a curse.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we did better with less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Glory.
We aren't doing well in our prosperity test.
No.
We don't need God anymore.
No.
We have technology. We've got smartphones.
Oh,
hallelujah. Yeah, we can Google today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We get an illness, we can search it out and see what we need to do.
Right.
Oh,
am I stepping on your toes? Let me tell you what you need to do.
All right.
Take it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yo, he's waiting to heal you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to heal you with in unbelief.
Right.
You know that, don't you?
Wow. Amen.
Hallelujah. He told the woman with the issue, thy faith has made thee whole.
Right.
Huh? How about that? Well, what do you think your faith will do for you?
No.
He'll do the same thing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Well, God might try me so that I get worse. Well, he might, but he'll still heal you.
Hallelujah.
He may try me so that it seems like there's no result. He may do that, but he'll still heal you. As long as you have faith in God. He can't deny that faith. You know that, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. I know we have an argument, though, don't we? Well, I just don't know if God wants us to do it that way. Really? How do you read it in the book?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You know, he gave us common sense, not to save us, though. He gave us faith to save us. And we're kept by faith, you know, by the power of God, through faith, unto salvation. Glory.
Glory.
Ready to be revealed. Yes, in the last time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless
you, Lord. Thank you.
Well, I show up on the Sabbath day, Pastor. Well, that's good. We should show up every day, though. We do have the opportunity.
My Lord.
It's plain to see what God would have us to do.
Jesus.
He's brought us here, you know, like sanctified and set us apart for.
Right.
Yeah. We don't have anything else to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know, the feast days are coming up. We've invited folk to come here. Whoever come or whoever don't come, we expect to be here and we expect Jesus to come.
Oh, Jesus.
We expect to worship him.
Jesus.
We don't want to show up like we do sometimes and be spectators and say, well, you know, what's going on?
Oh, God.
You know, the church has come a long way.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Used to be when the congregation would get in there before the preacher, they'd be calling on God, or they would be bringing down the blessing. You know that, don't you? Well, now they don't do that. Preacher beats them there. He had to labor in the prayer house, and they show up late and lollygag and have disbelief. Y'all don't mind me talking like this, do you? Hallelujah. But it used to be, I'm telling the truth, yeah, when the doors opened, the congregation, the prayer warriors would get there. The worshipers and the praisers would get there. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm telling the truth. Because they came to worship God. They didn't come to spectate. They came to give God glory. Hallelujah. You tell people that today and it sounds strange and far. How do you know? Well, I live here.
Right.
Hallelujah. You know, there is one that comes from afar off and comes in here and try to get things warmed up for us. We were told we ought to help her, but we don't do that very well either. Y'all don't mind me talking like this. Hallelujah. We just don't realize what it does for us. You don't realize the benefits of somebody coming in here calling on God. You don't. We don't realize the benefits when we do it. Do you know God honors that? It's not fleshly. It's giving God glory. You coming in here rubbing your beard don't do anything. You come in here and get hold of God. Service today if we didn't have someone coming in here calling on God. See, y'all don't appreciate that. And it could be more so if you would come in here and call on God. Hallelujah. God forbid that we get so spiritual and so lazy and lackadaisical that we don't understand that. Many times, you know, we have this heaviness over us. Somebody get up and preach. Somebody exhort you to praise the Lord. The heaviness goes away. You know we have an adversary, don't you? Hallelujah. Yeah, don't give him place. Resist the adversary. Steadfast in the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, I don't believe that it takes all that. Well, you ought to believe that it takes that. It takes somebody believing God, yielding their member servants to God. You hear the man of God go through the little deal about clap. But you tell somebody to clap, I can't do that. Really? Praise the Lord. I can't raise my hand. I can't run. I can't shout. I can't do it. What do you come to do? I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I came to clap my hands. Hallelujah. 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 Save my people?
Yes.
Do they know they're saved? Do you know you're saved?
Yes.
I will heal my people till they know they're healed.
Yes.
And I will restore the joy of their salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, glory. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I like all of that.
Yes.
Healing and salvation. Righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm trying to stir up your pure minds. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, God. God inhabits the praises of his people. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a righteous response. Surely it is. Yeah, Mom used to say when someone gave me something, now what do you say, boy? Thank you. God saved you, healed you. What should you say? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Shall we escape?
Thank you, Lord.
If we neglect so great salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How shall we escape? Well, we won't escape. You know, in the old time, every transgression, every disobedience received a just recompense of reward. It's still that way.
That's right.
Every transgression, every disobedience.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We neglect so great salvation, we won't escape.
Right.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. We've gathered together for many feast days, you know. Man of God always labored and labored and labored.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because many folks showed up to spectate.
Right.
They didn't come to participate.
No.
Oh,
of course, every now and then you'd find one in the midst that knew why they came.
Yeah.
They get a hold of God. Anybody know what I mean by getting a hold of God? If you don't know, I don't know that I can tell you. I understand. But if you get a hold of him, you know you got a hold of him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. If you don't know that you got a hold of him, then you didn't get a hold of him. But you can get a hold of him. And when you get a hold of him, you know that you've got a hold of him. When you come into this place, you ought to try to get a hold of him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. You can reach out and touch him. Yeah, he's passing by this moment. Your need he'll supply. Reach out. Touch the Lord as he goes by. Praise the Lord. We don't need any big ceremony, you know. You want to be healed, you can be healed where you are. Praise the Lord. You don't need me to lay my hands on you. Word's already gone forth. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, some folk like ceremony. We don't need any ceremony. How about the lepers? They didn't get much ceremony. He said, go show yourself to the priest. Hallelujah. Glory. Off they go, and then they were cleansed. Hallelujah. The rest of the story is a little bit sad, though, because only one came back. He came back to give glory. That was a righteous response. But the majority of them did. They got the same thing. They got healed. They got cleansed. Only one came back to give God glory.
Hallelujah!
And Jesus didn't say, why did you come back to give me glory? He said, where are the other nine?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. said, where are the other nine? So it is right to give God glory. Especially since all that he's done for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if A. Allen was here, we don't need that. Huh? The one who worked through A. Allen is here. Praise the Lord. And he is here. He's the God of your salvation. Praise the Lord. Where Elisha said, where is the God of Elijah? He's right here. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, whenever we come with a mind to worship God,
amen.
With a desire to actually get hold of God.
Right.
You know, we don't want to come for form and fashion.
Right.
I was there and we sang pretty. We
right.
We want to get hold of God.
Oh, God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's every time and all the time.
Yes.
That's what God wants you to do.
Right.
Praise the Lord. That's our privilege.
Yeah.
You know, it's like healing. It,
yeah.
It is the children bread.
Yeah.
We are the children.
Yeah.
Healing is for us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Glory, glory. This salvation is for us.
Yeah.
This peace and joy
yeah.
It is for us. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. We should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
Therefore the world knoweth us not, and knew him not. For now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Though it does not appear what we'll be. Huh? But now are we the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah, Yoko. Glory, glory. Yeah, there's no need for us to come like we don't know what to do or who God is. We know who he is. Yeah, he's our Savior. He's our Deliverer. He's our Healer, our Sanctifier. In fact, he's our all in all. Yeah, we can tell him our troubles. Yeah, we can tell him our wretchedness, how we didn't make the mark. We can tell anything to him. Have to censor it and proofread it. Just say, yeah, my wounds stink. My iniquity is great. Save me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we prepare, you know, for the feast days, there is preparation, you know.
Yes.
We would prepare our hearts that we would come in and be true worshipers. We don't want to gather together to make contacts and expound our doctrines. You know like folk do. You know why people go to some places. They say, well, I can get some contacts, or maybe I can sell some of my stuff that I, you know, I sell, what's that stuff? Amway, maybe I can sell. Yeah, we don't want to come like that. And don't tell me that it doesn't happen. Yeah, you waited too late.
Okay.
People gather together so that you know, I can expound my doctrine, make sure they know who I am.
Right.
You know what? We don't want to do that.
Right.
We want to come together and make sure we know who he is.
Yeah.
And give him glory. Give him praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. If you want to do all that other stuff, get your contacts and sell your goods, do it somewhere else.
Thank you.
Let's not make this a den of thieves.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that never happened, Pastor Rice. Too late, too late, too late, too late.
Too late. Too late.
Huh?
Too late.
Even when there's no feast days, it happens.
Right.
Hmm?
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. But I would tell everybody, and I'm not ashamed, there are people here who love the Lord and seek the Lord. Huh? Yeah, and a few is outnumber the majority. How about that? The few that are here are good enough. We can come, we can get hold of God. You can join with us, you can get hold of God. You can believe the word, you can be healed. You can be delivered. You can be free. You can have liberty. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Do you want to come in here and do like Sister Burgess? Just do it. Hallelujah. Everybody don't want to do like Sister Burgess. You know that, don't you? Huh? But it's already been approved by the prophet, you know. Y'all want to know if that's okay. It's been approved. Huh? And we've been encouraged to help her out. No? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, no, I want to give my prophecy. Oh, let's do this first, okay?
Hallelujah.
We got no problem with your prophecy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Really, I don't.
All right.
And some look at me like I have problem with. I have no problem with prophets, evangelists, pastors, brothers, sisters. Anything from God is all right with me. Whatever God wants to do is all right with me. Huh? Hallelujah. I don't like showboating and hypocrisy.
Well,
you understand that?
Well,
I don't want to know who you are.
Right.
If you're going to testify to me, make sure you testify to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
And the thing is, I know the difference. Everybody may not know, but I do know.
Yes.
And some, you know, you can fool some people some of the time. But you can't fool everybody all the time. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We want God to be glorified. Hallelujah. And we can do that. But we can magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. We can show forth the praise of Him who has called us out of darkness. Yeah, we're free.
Yes.
We can come early and stay late.
All right.
That's not how we usually do it, though. Sometimes some of us don't come. Sometimes some come late, leave early.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it like that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We can come just wait on Jesus. Hallelujah. You won't be disappointed in Him. You may be disappointed, but if you are, you didn't get a hold of Him. Once you get a hold of Him, you won't be disappointed. You get some living water, you won't thirst again. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. If you taste and see, then you'll know He's good. You won't have to take my word for it. Hallelujah. If you taste and see, you'll know that He's good. My word. Hallelujah. He washed your sins away then. You want to take my word for it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Do you know that? Huh? You know Jesus Christ, God's Son? Not because I told you, right? Okay then. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know that He's worthy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Well, the man of God talked about strengthening. Yeah. And there are some that are not here. Of course, they're not strengthening us. The ones that are not here, I guess, are strengthening each other, even though they aren't all together, you know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes in our slackness, we strengthen the hand of the evildoer. We should just consider, you know, the man of God say, whatever goes on here affects the whole How about that?
Amen.
Well, that's not how we live. You know, some don't care. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, does it matter if I strengthen the hands of those that are, you know, trying to worship God and do His will? Well, we should. If we don't, then we strengthen the other hand. Praise the Lord. We aren't going to ride the fence. Glory, glory. You're the ones that are not here not strengthening me. You know that. But I am strengthened. The ones that are here not making the confession that this is a work of God. Nevertheless, this is the work of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Not only on the Sabbath day, every day. It's the work of God in the dining hall. Huh? Not only when it's time to prepare your meal, but all the time. Y'all like the way I preach? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now there's, we've got confirmation from two that are coming. One of them is Brother Wright. Brother Wright is from Casper, Wyoming. That's a long way. But he's coming. He's come before. And my prayer this time is that he come to stay, that he come to be filled. You understand? It's ridiculous to drive all that way and don't get anything. And whatever he needs, is he can get it here. You understand? And that's my prayer, that we exhort him in that matter.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Because I heard from him before a long time ago, and he said, man, I'm being overcome with the cares of this life. Well, we know how that goes. We're all susceptible to that. But I was blessed to hear him say, man, I'm coming. He's going to be here this Friday.
All right, glory.
Huh?
Glory.
He said, I hope to get filled.
Oh, yes.
I pray that we encourage him to be filled. If he's listening today, I'm encouraging him to be. Come on over, brother. Come looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. If you do, you'll find him. He'll deliver you and set you free from the cares of this life and all the other stuff. Hallelujah. Brother Stair made it plain that he didn't have to go back to Wyoming.
He did.
Sure.
He did.
Well, that still goes. No need for him to go back to Wyoming. Praise the Lord. No need for you to go back to the city, brother. We're going to the city. Hallelujah. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. We started for the kingdom. Oh, let's not look for one another's halting. I'm encouraged every time I see some move toward God. I am. I look for it. I don't look for you not to show up. I look for you to show up. When you show up, I'm encouraged. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. When you show up and do what you ought to do, I'm more encouraged.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's good to have the saints here today.
Hallelujah.
I believe you're hearing the will of God by His divine decree. I don't believe you'll leave empty. Hallelujah. I believe that you'll be encouraged. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. God is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Yeah, we would gather together, you know, to worship God and have God come in and work a mighty work. Yeah, no need for Brother Wright to go back to Casper, Wyoming.
Not at all.
No need for you to go back where you came from.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. We're looking for a better country. Hallelujah. Yeah, we don't want to be mindful of that other country. Hallelujah. Forgetting the things behind. Reaching forward. Sick, you can be healed today. By his stripes. You can be delivered. You can be set free. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. What do y'all expect me to say? I told you, I'm not some of her. I'm regular army. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. I'm not in Harlan. I'm sold out. I don't have anywhere else to go, nothing. No one else to depend on. Jesus is all I've got. Hallelujah. That's all right with me. I don't have no education. Ain't got no money. Jesus is all I have. Don't have knowledge of medicine and remedies. Jesus is all I have. Hallelujah. Don't know about science and biology. Jesus is all I have. Some hire is, don't you? Some kids show up and make money to go back. I'm in for it for the duration. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is my full-time vocation. Giving God glory. Hallelujah. Full-time. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm not a part-time lover. Loves us. Praise the Lord. And that is the truth. Yeah, here it is love, not that we love God, but that he first loved us. Gave his son to be the propitiation for our sins, that we might live through him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So I'm going to say these things with confidence. I'm not going to say maybe God can heal you. I'm not going to talk about that. God will heal you. In fact, by his stripes you are healed. Hallelujah. By his grace you're saved. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, my confidence is in God.
Hallelujah.
I believe he can do whatever he said.
Right.
Everything he promised, I believe he's able to perform. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory! Praise the Lord! All right, so yeah, you all gonna have to tone it down in here. All right. I'm not gonna try to quiet anybody down here. Yeah, we're making a correction, right? I'm not going to quiet you down. I'm not going to tell you to stop running. I'm not going to tell you to stop shouting. Not me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my answer. So I'm going to have to make up for the others. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah. We're getting done, though. Pastor Rice, you mean we can come in here and get some of these shackles off? Yeah, you can. I'm telling you, just that simple. Yeah, just believe God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He'll set you free.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
You know, what has happened is men have gotten knowledge. Huh? And they don't have faith. You know, before we had all the technology, folk believe God. Before they could YouTube and Google. Now, brother, they don't need God now. Huh? We Google it. Ask Alexia and all the other things we do, huh? Huh? To your detriment, though. Google can't help you. Huh? YouTube can't help you. But Jesus! He can save you right now. Too many folk don't call them up and ask me, you know, because this is what I'll say. I won't tell them about oregano oil. I don't know anything about oregano oil. Huh? I don't know anything about tea leaves and all the other stuff. And I'm not making fun. I'm just telling you, I don't know anything about that. I know about Jesus. And he's able to heal you. He is your healer. Hallelujah. All you have to do is by the faith he's given you to appropriate it. All that we get from God, we have to receive by faith. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory, glory. Launch out into the deep. Let your nets down for a drop. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So we'll expect your participation as we gather.
Amen.
Not just on the feast days, every day.
Amen.
We expect you to show up and act like you know who God is. Act like you know what he's done for you. Be willing to respond righteously in light of all of that. You know what he's done for you. Not what he's done for me, what he's done for you. Hallelujah. Shouldn't be any confusion when we come here. No, it shouldn't be. Brother Spencer said when he went to the harlot's house, it wasn't in confusion.
Right.
Was it in confusion? You know why you were there? They knew why you were there? No confusion. Y'all know why we're here? Huh? It shouldn't be in confusion. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know who the author of that stuff is, don't you?
Yes.
Shouldn't be any, we shouldn't be at odds on why we come here and what we should do when we get here. Shouldn't be any confusion. Let there be no confusion. Hallelujah. Don't cut yourself short now. And don't come into God's presence and he got plenty. I don't have all of God's joy, you know. I've got some, but he got some more.
Yes, he do.
Sure.
Yes, he do.
He got more peace.
Yeah.
We won't make a run on him and he'll be exhausted.
Right.
Huh? You can get all you want, there'll still be some. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I don't have all the healing, brother. There's still some virtue left for you. Hallelujah. My counsel, my advice is go to the healer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yeah, God forbid we get all this other knowledge. It's not good. It might sound good, but it's not good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Give God the praise. So glad you're here.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You glad to be here?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So glad I'm here.
So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Oh, so glad I'm here. So glad I'm here.
Your bag empty. Praise the Lord. Make sure you get your healing, get your deliverance, get your peace, get your joy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. The psalmist say, my cup runneth over. Huh?
Yes,
we thank God for all the blessings He bestowed.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Glory, glory.
Woo.
We drink from the saucer because the cup is overflowing. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Brother Harvey, would you pray for us? Pray for us, Brother Harvey. We have time, Brother Harvey. You don't have to cut your prayer short. You pray as long as you want to pray, brother. Say all that God wants you to say.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
First of all, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for waking us up in the morning, Lord. What a privilege, Lord, you have woken us up, Lord, and we know, Lord, that you are worthy, Lord.
You're worthy.
Ask you, Lord, to help us, Lord, not to condemn ourselves, Lord, and the thing which we allow, Lord, because we don't want to condemn our own self, Lord. You have given us so much mercy, so much grace, Lord. You have not dealt with us after our sins, Lord, nor reward us according to our iniquity, Lord. All of us will be gone, Lord, and we thank you each and every day, Lord. This what an environment, Lord, to praise and worship you, Lord, to take up our cross daily, Lord. What a marvelous environment, Lord, you have given us. This community is a gift, Lord, that you have given us, and our brothers and sisters, Lord, you have given us, Lord, to have time, Lord, to redeem the time, Lord, to worship you, Lord. This is what this is for, Lord, to edify the body of Christ, Lord. And like the prophet said, Lord, what spirit here emanates here, Lord, it goes out to the world, Lord. Help us, Lord. We are on a battlefield, Lord. This is a real battle, Lord, for the souls of men, Lord. This is real, Lord, in real time, Lord, each and every day, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to harden our hearts, Lord, not you. Forgive us, Lord, for every time we have hardened our hearts, Lord. And our heart, Lord, is deceitful above all things, Lord, and definitely wicked. Who can know it, Lord? You know, you search the heart and the reins, Lord. You search the deep things, Lord. You see men's heart, Lord. Even though we see things in the physical, Lord, we see things in our natural eyes, but you know the heart, Lord. So we pray for each other, Lord. You say always to pray, Lord, for men always to pray, not to faint, Lord. Each and every day, Lord, we have opportunity, Lord, to worship you, Lord, not to hold back anything, Lord. You say, lift up our voice, Lord. Lift up the voice with triumph, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the prophet, Lord. Thank you for the pastor, Lord, working together, Lord, because they have one thing in common, Lord, that you are their Lord and Savior, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us, Lord. Saving people that are saved, Lord, and healing people that are healed. You so you're still a healer, Lord. You never change, Lord. Thank you. You're still healing today, Lord. Your word is true, Lord. Your word spoken, Lord, shall not return unto you void, Lord. Every word, Lord, no word shall fall to the ground, Lord. Every word is true, Lord. But we we have leaned on things other than you, Lord. You forgive us, Lord. Leaning on a doctor, leaning on herbs and all that stuff, Lord. Help us, Lord, to cast those things to the side, Lord, and lean upon you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have an opportunity, Lord, to suffer, Lord. You say Moses, Lord, by faith, chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, Lord, rather to enjoy the pleasure sent for a season, Lord. It's on a season, Lord. Those things shall come to an end, Lord. And you know, yes, Lord, we are crucified to the world, Lord, and the world is crucified to us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to continue, Lord, this life of crucifixion, Lord. Let it be a lifestyle, Lord. Let it be a lifestyle of crucifixion, Lord, daily, Lord. Daily, Lord, we deal with each and every brother, Lord, and sister, Lord, dealing with this, Lord. Pains and everything, Lord, in our mind, our body, Lord. Satan is coming against us, Lord, but you have given us the power over all the power of the enemy, Lord. Yes, Lord, you have given us that power, Lord. And Satan, his back is broken, Lord. You broke his back at the cross, Lord. Ain't nothing, Lord. Whoever against us, Lord, they are really for us, Lord. They are working together, Lord, for your will, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. And all things, Lord, we'll submit to that, Lord. Help us submit to you and resist the devil, Lord. And he shall flee from us, Lord. Amen. Every time, Lord. Every time, Lord, we got the power, Lord, to come together, Lord, to edify one another, Lord. Thank you. We got the power to love, Lord, to be together, Lord, to suffer, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that privilege. Help us, Lord. What will happen to us, Lord? We neglect so great a salvation, Lord. We won't escape. Help us, Lord. I get you to forgive us, Lord, for neglecting. We have been neglecting so much, Lord. And help us, Lord, to redeem the time, Lord, each and every, because the days are evil, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you have given. Help us to be thankful, Lord. We want to not hold back, Lord. But you say, Lord, the just shall live by faith, Lord. But if any man hold back, my soul has no pleasure in him. No, we are not of them, Lord, that draw back into perdition, Lord, but them that believe to the saving of our soul, Lord. We will not draw back, Lord, worshiping you, Lord. Yes, Lord, you did not hold back on the cross, Lord. Let us not hold back, Lord. Let us give everything, Lord. You want everything. You're not a half-time or part-time God, Lord. This is full-time, Lord. We are in a war. We are soldiers, Lord. We live by this and we die by this, Lord. Whatever comes, Lord, we know that you're in control, Lord. Kingdoms of men, Lord. You still are ruling, Lord. You still on the throne, Lord. Satan cannot do nothing, Lord, without your permission, Lord. You want us to curse God and die. We will not curse God. We'll bless the Lord. Bless him. Bless his holy name. Each and every time we get up, we're going to put God in our knowledge every day. Each and every day, Lord. Each time we have a conversation, let us put you in our knowledge. Each and every day, Lord. I know some that don't want to put you in the knowledge, but we will do it, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stand faithful, Lord, each and every day, Lord. Thank you. The quiet of a steward, that he be found faithful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are waiting on your coming each and every day, Lord. We will not hold back, Lord. We rebuke everything that Satan say against us, Lord. Every word shall fall to the ground that he say, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But we will stay, Lord. We are this call, Lord. You brought us too far, Lord, to look back, Lord. Look back. We ain't missing nothing in the world, Lord. We are complete in you, which is the head of all prince, battle, and power, Lord. We now turn back to the weak and beggarly animals of the world, Lord. That's in the world, Lord. You gave us better than that, Lord. You gave us a spiritual blessing, Lord. We have everything that we need, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord. Thank you. Everything you have given us so much, Lord. Help us to be thankful, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to murmur and complain, Lord. And we have it good here, Lord. You have been so good to us, Lord. Even if we haven't got what we deserve, Lord, we would have been gone, Lord. But you, Lord, our strength, Lord, you're our shield and buckler, Lord. You're keeping us. Secret place. Keep up that he that dwell in a secret place and the most high shall abide under the shadow of the mighty. We are under your wings, Lord. Under your protection, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything, Lord. You're protecting us. You are with us, Lord. Everywhere we go, you are with us, that fourth man in the tribulation. You are with us, Lord. You said you will never leave us, nor forsake us. You'll be with us, Lord, even to the end of the world, Lord. You cannot lie, Lord. You cannot fail. You never fail. I fail. We fail, Lord. But you never fail, Lord. We depend upon you. Lord, you are our mother, our sister, our brother. Everything, Lord, we need, Lord, is in you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for the prayer, Lord. Well, when we are gathered together, what a privilege, Lord. What a blessing, Lord. All us are a blessing, Lord. All us are Jews, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep us, Lord. I know you are keeping us now, Lord. You kept us, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to forget. And we human, Lord. We forget, Lord. Help. Remind us, Lord. Remind us, Lord. Help us not to forget, Lord, to get dead in the wilderness, Lord, and murmur and complain and what destroyed, Lord. You cannot change. Those words are still valid, Lord. We cannot, Lord. No shortcuts, Lord. We're going through this thing all the way, Lord. shortcut and at the end expect to get in the kingdom. No, it starts now. The day of the day of salvation. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. I don't want to be cut off, Lord. I want to walk with you each and every day. Lord. I want to talk with you each and every day, Lord. For your word is a lamp to our feet and our light to our faith. We are nothing without you, Lord. We are nothing. Our name, our calling, nothing, Lord. It's nothing. Paul put all those things aside. Our calling is done. To win that prize, to win Christ. Christ is everything. Not me, I'm nothing. It's all because of you. What you have done, Lord. We are all wretched sinners, Lord. Deserving of hell, Lord. What a thing, Lord, you have done for us, Lord. To redeem us, Lord. From the sins, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For saving us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Each and every day I can't thank you enough, Lord. We won't stop praising and worshiping you, Lord. We will continue to praise you, Lord. Till we get to eternity. We'll praise you and never get tired of nothing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Your word is to be praised. Let you say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we can't edify the body. Not to ourselves. Can't edify you, Lord. Edify you, Lord. Thank you. Edify each other, Lord. Can't strengthen our brother. Pick him up. Strengthen him. Yes, Lord. Pray for our brother. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, all y'all to be here. Come. Worship the Lord. Come and worship the Lord. All y'all radio land. Everybody all around the world. Come worship the Lord. Worthy to be praised. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. The Lord never fails. Yes, Lord. He can't fail. Yes, Lord. His mercy is true. Yes, Lord. Everything is true. Amen. Yes, Lord. He'll get you out the miry, the miry clay. Yes, Lord. Get you out the pit. Yes, Lord. He'll deliver you. He's the Savior. He's everything. He's all we need. We don't need everything. We don't need nothing else. Thank you, Jesus. Bring us through the storm. Stay in the fellowship. Stay in that ship. Stay in there. Let not turn to the left or the right. You will be dismayed. The Lord is with us. He will not forsake us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We possess our souls, Lord. Don't worry about the mockers. Don't worry about the scoffers, Lord. Vengeance is yours. You will we pray, Lord. Yes, Lord. Everything, Lord. Everything's in your hands. Thank you, Jesus. You're in control, Lord. Everything, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You've been in control, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look, they're waiting on our chains to come. Like Job waiting on our chains to come. Yes, Lord. Is he more than we put on immortality? Yes, Lord. For we ever shall be with the Lord. But right now, Lord, we're waiting on a new city. Not the old city we left, Lord. Waiting on that new Jerusalem, Lord. Coming down from heaven, Lord. So shall we ever be with the Lord, Lord. Yes, Lord. We keep our mind on things above. Not on things on the earth. Yes, Lord. We are dead, Lord. And our life is here with you, Lord. Let that old man be crucified. Let that old man die. We said several corn a week. Fall to the ground, die to bond alone. Yes, Lord. Nothing can stop us, Lord. Nothing, Lord. We are a homie, Lord. We are people of the Lord, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing, Lord, can stand before us, Lord. If God be with us, who can be against us? Yes, Lord. We will not fail, Lord. We will not fail, Lord. We have confidence in you, Lord. Thank you. You've given us faith, Lord, to believe, Lord. Everything, Lord. Now say the gates of your building, your church, Lord. And the gates of hell won't prevail. The gates of hell won't prevail against us, Lord. We are a mighty church, Lord. That church without spot or wrinkle, without blemish, or any such thing, Lord. It says Satan implacable. I'm implacable. I'm jealous for God. Yes, I'm a worship God. To the day I die. That's my last breath. Hallelujah. Worship God. Give everything to God. Give him your promise. Give everything. Everything. To believe on God, but also to suffer for His sake. That's why we're suffering for God. Suffering for God. Suffering for God. That says, say, anybody be in Christ. He has a new creature. All things have passed away. You know, all things become new. That's why be a martyr for Christ. Be a suffer for Christ. Suffer for God. Suffer for a name's sake. Suffer for Him. Yes, Lord. Well, yeah, yes, Lord. Suffer with the body of Christ. Suffer with the people of God. Suffer. Suffer for Christ. Yes, Lord. Bring forth that fruit. Bring forth that fruit. Love, joy,
press. Press through the press. Yes, Lord. Hit that gong. All right, the reason's gone. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Press through. Press through, soldier. Press through, soldier. Press through, soldier. Press through, soldiers. Press through. You got to press through. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Yes, Lord. When the going get tough, press through. When that big E was the name, press through. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God is with us. The captain of our salvation. The Lord of hosts. Who can withstand the Lord? Who can withstand his hand? Yes, Lord. He do everything in his will. Yes, Lord. Not your will, Lord. Not my will. Not your will be done. In heaven. In earth. His kingdom is coming. It's coming on earth. It's coming. We get ready for the kingdom, saints. Get ready for the kingdom. Prepare yourself. Prepare your mind. Prepare your body. Prepare your soul. Be a living sacrifice. Be a living sacrifice for God. Yes, be a living holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Don't murmur and complain. Give praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Worthy to be praised. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He's coming. Yes, Lord, in our lifetime. Nothing won't stop us. Nothing, yes, Lord. Thank you for the opposition. Thank you for our enemies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You put at a table in the presence of our enemies. Yes, Lord, right in their face. And you can't do nothing about it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for everything, Lord. We edify the body here and around the world, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the preaching. Thank you, G. Pretty Brother Steph and a shepherd. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Rice. Thank you, Lord. You ordained him, Lord. Yes, Lord. The shepherd, Lord, of the sheep. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the mockers. Thank you for the scoffers. Thank you, Jesus. I know you're mocking. I ain't even saying no, you're mocking. But you can't stop me. Jesus. Say, blessed are you, for men shall revile you, and persecute you, and say, all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice and be extremely glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Yes, Lord, we got our reward. Yes, Lord, you shall have your reward. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And nothing gonna break us up. Yes, we shall stay together until your coming, Lord. Thank you on fire, Lord. Keep us on fire for you, Lord. Not lukewarm. Not lukewarm, but on fire, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm on fire, Lord. Fire in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Burn up the chair. Burn up my ass. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We know you're coming. Maranatha. Hallelujah. Keep the faith. Press on, brother. Press on. So keep the faith. Keep the faith. Maranatha.
weight is? Well, no. I said, something that weighs you down. It keeps you from doing what you know God wants you to do, that gets in the way, that hinders you. Satan, Paul said, hindered me.
Boy, you people are so goddamn wicked in your thinking.
Satan out today is to do more than that with most of you. He's out to destroy you. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And so, you don't give in to these winds of doctrine
that is greater than Jesus Christ today.
That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
If I die like any other men die, then I have not been sent from God.
Listen to it. Tossed to and fro.
Let's not fall into the trap of seeing that everything that he said materialize.
You know, it's shameful when we still don't hear what the prophet said.
Listen to it.